Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. even hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you.
Oh man, Whitney Houston, that was a jam. I love that girl. I just wish she had got her act together with God. Man, she'd have been probably still here today. Had great talent. I mean, ultimate talent. Ain't nobody else can beat her. That was Whitney Houston. I look to you. You're on the Shake and Bake Grudge Talk Show. Welcome everybody. Oh man. We're getting over this big old rain we had here today, people. Yesterday, I should say. Everybody in Detroit should feel like Noah. Because we were sailing, boy, all we had to do was build us a boat and we could have felt just like the Noah and all the people on the ark. All of Detroit, all of Michigan got flooded out from here all the way to Cleveland, Ohio. We got some rain. God, either he was crying, shedding his tears on us, or he was trying to wash the sins away out of these evil people. I think it was the second part, trying to wash the sins out of them because they've been bad. And, man, we got so much rain yesterday. It started late Friday night, and, I mean, it rained like cat and dog Friday night. Got up, the whole city was underwater. Everybody's basement flooded. The freeways even flooded. Man, let me tell you, we had so much rain, I-94 had disappeared because it was underwater. You should have seen it, people. I posted it on, I called myself doing a Facebook Live. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I called my son and said, man, you got to tell me, show me how to do a Facebook Live. It was so much rain, I had to put it out there. He showed me, but the video came out, but it wasn't no sound. So I tried to do it again, and something went out there. I don't know. I got complaints. Well, we can't hear what you're saying. Then the next one came out. They say it came out okay. I swear, y'all needed to see this. We had at I-94 and Livernois. We was all on the overpass and looked down. There was no freeway. It was covered in water, both lanes. There was two semi trucks and trailers in the water, floating. I mean, the trailers was out there just going all about their business. One of them got stuck under the viaduct and couldn't go nowhere. That was a Ryder truck. If you've seen my Facebook page, if you want to see it again, text me. I'll send it to you. There was another truck, Central Transportation. It was sitting out there in the middle of it. Boy. And the tow truck, the big semi-tow trucks was on the ramp trying to figure out how they going to go in that water and get them. I swear, man, it was deep. You should have seen it. They even had the state trooper out there in the water on boats, on a little raft boat. And I took a picture of it. I think it came out. I don't know the best I could. They went and went up on shore, I guess, and got one of them got suited up in a scuba suit, put the air tank bottle on his back, turned it on. They went back out there looking underwater, trying to see if there was some dead bodies. Man, it looked terrible. Well, we got a good washout, but I'm going to tell you, on the flip side of it, I made some good money. That's all I can tell you. I made some good money. I fired that tow truck up, and I got busy. The little low spots all in the city flooded out, and people call themselves going through that water, and, man, they got stuck. They got stuck. I mean, and it's still a lot of people still stuck all over the city. Right around the corner from me, where the train track viaduct is, it's a car floating on water because that water had not went down yet on this the second day. So it was bad out here, people. It was bad. Detroit got a good washout. And they say we're supposed to get some more rain this week. So, ooh, something else. All right. We got some more news report, but I think I'm going to save it for a little later. I'll save it for a little later. What I'll tell you about is we've got some racing buddies that's been kind of sick. Nothing to do with COVID, thank God. But we're going to pray for them a little later and hope they have a speedy recovery. But, man, I'm going to tell you, what I do know about the brother, I'm going to say this. We need to take better care of our health. That's all I got to say. Take better care of our health. Because he's about my age, a little younger than me. And I hate to see anybody go in the hospital or get sick. So when you get to a position like that, call on Jesus. That's all I can say. All right. Let's just move on and get this show going on. It's slow, but I can tell you some more stuff, but we're gonna keep on going with this show. Let me get my co-host on here. I see his hand been up for a good little while. Brother Corey, your mic is open.
Yo, what's happening?
What's going on, brother?
You got it.
Trying to keep my head above water.
I'm blessed.
Trying to keep your head above water. I heard that, man. It's been bad. Hey, Corey, let me tell you something. The amount of money I made yesterday, bro, it would make you want to take that dually truck you got and put a plow, I mean, not a plow, but a winch on the back of it. You didn't even need a winch. You could have just tied a rope to the back of that truck and came out here and made some money. And I ain't got no shame in my game. I made $800 yesterday.
Man,
in one freaking day, dude. And I'm mad at myself because I didn't start early enough. I seen this shit, and I was just trying to dodge it. But then it dawned on me, let me get out here and make some of this money. I went and fired up that tow truck, and we got right around the corner from the shop. We got busy. People in that water. Corey flagging you down. Then save me. I played Captain Save-A-Ho.
Right, I know you did.
It was water everywhere. I know you couldn't cut no grass on a rainy day, but man, you should have got that dually and came on out here with me. I could tell you where the spots was at. Matter of fact, it's still a bunch of people out there stranded now. Got their car stuck. Matter of fact, a guy called me a little while ago because I put my business card on his window. And he called me. He wanted me to come pick it up and take it to his house tomorrow. Hell yeah, your boy got... All right, we're going to get pounded again.
When
did they say we supposed to get some more rain?
Supposed to rain all week. Man, dog, it's supposed to rain all week.
God, really?
It don't help me none, shit, yeah. It hurts.
Well.
It's going to be off and on. Shit, I just had to, my basement flooded a little bit. I just got that messed up for the last 2 days.
Yeah, there's a lot of people complaining about the basement flooded, backed up. And, well, you know, these sewer systems been on the ground for, shit, when did they build Detroit? It's been, what, 100 years, something? 200 years? So a lot of this stuff is old, man. So when water hit us like that, even Greg called me and told me he had to do some cleaning up the basement because his flooded out, too.
Yeah. There's definitely people getting hard.
Mm-hmm. I ain't had no problems at the shop. No more than water backed up across the street, on the streets. You know, the drains didn't get unclogged up. But other than that, I went out there and made me some money. So I went straight and put that in the bank account. And then gonna get back to grinding in the morning because I got to get up early tomorrow.
I figure out the same thing. Get the grinding, get things taken care of. Just so I keep my head above water. Get that other bullcrap situated. I'll be 8 months.
Right. Yep. Can't do nothing but just knock them out one at a time. Eventually, they'll lay down and got our hair. Let me get my other co-host on here, all the way from Maryland. Maryland on the East Coast. Here we go. Brother Unknown.
Yes, how y'all guys doing, man? It's a pleasure again to be on a Sunday, you know, June the 27th. It's good that you got a show. It's something for all of us to do, something for all of us to look at. It's entertainment for all of us. It's debating for all of us. And it's good that we all on here and have something to do again on another Sunday. I'm thankful for everything.
Okay.
Thankful that, you know, even everything you said, you know, it didn't, you know, put no grave sites up for nobody so far. So that's
right.
A good thing. But then, you know, I got another thing I like to, you know, say towards the show and racing and stuff like that. I was just wondering why it ain't so many people, you know, racing that has cars. And I have several different reasons, you know, just with my viewpoint of this situation. So if anybody want to come and, you know, add to it or say something about it, if not, then I can talk about all the different viewpoints that I have, why I think people are not racing as much as they used to race, and why we are going through so many things today versus what we went through before. So I'm going to set back for a minute, let you go ahead and finish getting yourself together, and then we can go ahead and jump on that if nobody else have anything.
Before you kick back, repeat your question again. You said, why isn't there a lot of people?
So many people. Why ain't there so many people versus before out racing every weekend and every day? One of the main reasons why they're not, and a few different reasons why they're not. And then why we are going through so many things today versus, you know, when we first was maybe 20 to 30 years old, we didn't go through that. So, you know, I can talk about that, you know, and I can tell you the way I think. Anybody want to jump on it, they can jump on it. They can knock me down, keep me up. But, I mean, that's the only way I think we're going to make it is we're going to have to challenge from then to now in order to figure out what's going to get us over what's going on now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That'll be something we can talk about a little later on.
Yeah.
In the meantime, let me get to answering these doors, get everybody in the house.
We look like we're gonna have a good one today.
All right, what's up, Unknown?
How you doing, Bo? How you doing? Look like we're gonna have a good one today.
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah. All right,
hey, brother. Hold on, you on the show?
Yeah, you can mute me until you get yourself all squared away. Go ahead, just knock me down for a minute.
Well, I can't ask you a question. We got this echo, and I'm pretty much okay. Corey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Unknown, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Unknown. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Some reason, every time we get an echo with your mic is open, we got to figure out what causes that. You got an earpiece or you got us on speaker?
Just on speaker, that's all. Just me sitting here, got you on speaker. Ain't nothing else going on.
Okay. So sometimes that speaker creates an echo. Sometimes it don't. Like right now, it's cool.
Yeah, bro.
What I wanted to ask you, I didn't want you to leave the show. I wanted to ask you a question. What's y'all's weather like? Did that rain go to y'all, or did it just hit Michigan and Ohio?
Well, we seen a little blast here and there, but it wasn't nothing other than not even, you know, wet your shoe bottoms, you know, so it wasn't nothing going on here but the heat. We got a lot of heat here. That's about it.
Okay.
We're hitting around 95, and if you go outside, you know, and if you're not fit pretty good, you know, you coming back in.
Okay. Yeah, I was kind of wondering, did it hit y'all over there on the East Coast? Cause to Chicago, didn't get get nothing like we got. Brother Kid sent some posts teasing us about it, asking somebody in Chicago if they got any scuba suits or raincoats they can loan Detroit and Ohio, because we was getting tore up with rain.
Well, some areas around here got a little bit, but, you know, right here exactly where I'm at right now, it wasn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the heat, that was it.
Okay. So it didn't make Corey. It just hit up.
Yeah.
It just hit us.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we're pretty much out of it now. If it do give us some more rain, it may not be as big as it was Friday night.
Y'all blessed, and that's good. Y'all blessed, and that's good, man.
Well, I'm glad I ain't hear nothing about no fatalities or nobody dying or nothing. Just they had a lot of work to clean up the basement some of them, that rain tore up a lot of cars. Cause when you go through some of this water with these cars, man, it sucked up water in that cylinder and caused the engine to hydrolock. And when it do that, it usually tear up something. It'd have been a piston rod, it cracked a piston. I've seen them even go as far as tearing up the set of heads. It can be fixed, but yeah, some people get lucky and some people don't.
Yeah, that water, wind, snow, and ice.
So what now?
Yep, water, wind.
Man. Man, that water damage ain't no joke. Man, water damage ain't no joke. You'd be a fool to go through that water.
Yep.
Yep. You got to know your car and know how deep that water is. Because I drove my Taurus through some water, and my Taurus run pretty damn good. I had just tuned that joke up. But if it doesn't affect the spark plugs and doesn't get inside the intake, you good. You can't just go too deep in that sucker, because when it gets too deep, it'll flood, it'll drown this damn engine. But normally on a gasoline engine, if them spark plugs get saturated too wet, you'll lose spark, and that joke will cut off right in the middle of it. A diesel can walk through it as long as the water don't get inside the engine. Most of the four-wheel drive trucks, by they being up so high, they can walk through it. I seen a lady in a school bus. She come through that water like it didn't even bother. Big ass school bus just walked right through it.
But the only thing about that water rises real quick, and you don't know when it's rising. You don't know it. I mean, one minute you can look, you know what I mean? It can look like one thing, and next minute you know a wave or something other can come through. Or the water could be, you know, coming from somewhere else, you know, and because somewhere else done flooded out somewhere else. And just a matter of, you know, seconds, I mean, you know, it can lead from 1 foot to 10 foot, you know, in a matter of seconds. I mean, if it's coming, you know, somewhere that's really, you know, don't flood it out or can't handle the measurement of the water that's getting there. You know, it can happen in seconds.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, because if a dam broke loose, that's a large amount of water, and it'll travel, and next thing you know, it'll rise real high. I've seen that happen. But, you should see how many people's cars is out there unknown where they had to abandon. Oh, this one guy told yesterday he had a Dodge Ram. What year was it? 08, 4x4. And he said he tried to go behind a fire truck. That fire truck kicked up some bigger waves and his cut off. He was in water. The water was all the way up to the floor in his car. I mean, in his truck.
Yeah,
he had to spend the night in his truck from 12 o'clock Friday night to Saturday evening when I came by and picked him up. He had to actually sleep in his chair and his on his seat with water all on the floor.
It would do a job to you.
It was bad.
Would do a job.
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, and it comes out of nowhere.
Guess what,
yes, sir.
Guess what? Somebody showed the video in that same location where I was at, I-94 and Livernois, after the police and everybody left. Some kids went out there with jet skis on the water. I mean, they was, you should have seen it. They on jet skis out there enjoying it.
Yeah.
Going from one end to the other.
Yeah, they do all kind of stuff, man. People try it all.
I was jacked up.
People try it all. One thing about that water is so quiet. It's quiet. You don't even know it's coming. Well, you know it is right there. That's some quiet stuff. Come at night like a thief, like a thief in the night.
Well, we got washed out. I mean, we got a good little rain Saturday, so wasn't nobody able to go to the racetrack Saturday. I wondered if anybody go to the track today, because today was a pretty good day to go to the track.
Yes, y'all have a lot of rivers around there, right?
Man, we got, how many lakes we got around us, Corey? Four or five?
Yeah. Big ones too, right?
Let's see.
Yeah, Michigan got great lakes all the way around. I think it's five great lakes we got around us. Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, Lake Huron, Lake Erie. It's four. We got four or five.
And the big lakes, right?
I think it's five.
Oh yeah. Big lake.
Yeah.
I mean, big lake, too. The Detroit River isn't a lake, but it's a river. But they got barges and ships come through there all the time.
So you got to tell you how deep that is and how big it is.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you how deep it is, for one thing.
Yeah. So.
That water's nothing to play with.
Yeah, we got a lot of water yesterday.
There's nothing to play with, period. The water, wind, and snow and stuff, that stuff ain't nothing to play with. Man, it can come so bad when it want to, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Nothing.
You mentioned snow. Some people on the radio say going high when you start mentioning snow. They go high.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
I heard that, Corey.
Hey, I seen that ruler.
You seen the ruler too, didn't you?
You're going to be picking his head up in the air. I'm bringing him out them bushes.
Hey, we got so much rain. We could have copped it off of California and had our own mudslide.
Mm-hmm.
Sure could.
God, dog, Corey, look what you done did. Got set up for a year bid. Good God Almighty. I'm going on mute.
You know, I used to do a lot of development. When I was out there working, I used to do a lot of development. And so when we put the final grade on whatever it was, whether it was a building or some type of house or townhouses or whatever, we would always look for where everything going to drain to and trying to put enough slope there so it wouldn't run back to the house. So I know what that water damage can do, because a couple times I've been on a couple jobs, even if we put the slope there, and right there where the water's supposed to be running through, you can call it like a make a V or something between two houses where water's supposed to run uh-huh. between there. And I see how high that water get in between them. You know what I mean? Where it can run over the top of either side if something will stop it just for a minute. You know what I mean? It's supposed to run down off to, you know, the woods or catch where a screen or something where water run to run out to the pond or out to the river or out to the bay. And like I said, I see a lot of stuff where water can do too. So water can do a lot of stuff. And I see how quiet it is. I don't sit in my truck sometimes on a hill and watch down the bottom by the bay and the water come down the bay, come down through these drains and stuff. You know, and I see that water flood the whole streets out and people's houses out. And, you know, and I see the wind so strong, they take down great big oak trees, move whole houses off of the foundation, banks off of the foundations. So, I mean, I don't see snow drifts. And I used to push snow. I had machines. And I pushed the snow 1 minute out of a parking lot and go to the next parking lot. The guy called me back and asked me, have I been there? I get back, the whole place is more snow than what it was before. So, you know, these things like this is nothing to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Nothing to play with.
Corey, I think you scared Tao. He hit the one button, but he ain't say nothing.
Well, he must have been fine.
I didn't know my mic was open.
There you go.
I'm going on mute. Your mic is open. I'm going on mute.
Come on, Matt. That really was pretty damn funny. Come on. You got to give me an A for effort.
Yeah, we'll give you an A for effort.
Hey, what's going on out there, man? How y'all doing,
man?
What's going on out there?
All right. How you measure sunshine with a ruler?
I was just showing you that's how much shade we got. That's all.
Okay. Keep on teasing, Tayo.
So let me explain how that got started. So a friend of mine, she sent me. She lives in Arkansas, and she sent me. She's stuck in the snow. Well, she's up in the upper northwest corner. I forgot, Fort something is where she at.
Fort Smith.
Was that at Fort Smith maybe?
Yep.
So she sent me, it snowed there. She being in the snow, and I started laughing, and you know, when I saw that, I actually went outside. And I took that picture and I sent it to her. Well, her response mm-hmm. wasn't quite as kind as yours, but she's from here. She's from we went to school together, and
mm-hmm.
so that's why I had to send that. And then I think, you know what? I need to send this to my boys too, man. Let them get a little. I just want to see. I want you guys to see how much shade we had. That's all.
He sent a spear to stab us in the side, Corey.
Mm-hmm. It was funny, guys. It was funny.
Yeah, imagine sunshine with a ruler. Hey, y'all, we had some rain this weekend, bro. We didn't get no landslides or nothing like that like y'all do, but we got hammered with so much rain. Did you see any of them pictures I posted?
Man, I saw the pictures. I saw the video. I was like, I couldn't believe it. I was like in shock, you know, because the one thing was when I saw the before the water was there, on that bridge,
mm-hmm.
and then saw the pictures after,
mm-hmm.
it was like I was floored. I was like, oh my, I didn't even know it was raining like that out there. And then, you know, it jumped on the news out here. And I'm like, good Lord.
Yeah, we got hammered. And then, we got hammered.
Wow. Now, let me ask this question. And I'm not trying to be funny or not. But.
You always do, but go ahead and ask it.
No, this is serious because this is a question I don't know. This is a mm-hmm. really, really serious question is that in that case, with all that rain, would it have been better if it was snow, or would that have been worse?
Snow would have been worse. Snow would have been worse, Dale. Yeah.
Wow.
We don't want the snow. That's why I wasn't too disappointed about the rain. Now, it depends. Wait a minute. Let's back up. It depends on how you set up. If you set up for business, the snow would have made me more money. But the rain, the rain, it slowly drizzled down through the drains, and then it got a little more safer. But if you just an individual, you wouldn't want the snow. I wouldn't wish no snow on nobody. The rain, at least you can get out your car and go stand on the bridge and look. In the snow, you can't get out your car because you're going to freeze to death trying to go see something. And then you might slip and run into somebody, or somebody might run into you. You don't want to be away from home too much in the snow. But as far as business-wise, I'd have made more money in the snow.
Now, where was this all? Was this in the city, or was this just all over?
In the city.
Wow.
You know how freeways, it'll be flat, and then it'll go down a little dip somewhere and then come back up? Every one of those was damn near filled.
Wow. One time we were going to the river this time of year, July out here, you know, and going out towards the river, temperatures are up between 100, 110. And
mm-hmm.
you started hearing there's going to be a flash flood. And those dips that you're talking about, and then coming up,
yeah.
Well, that's the flash. Those flash floods run across. So when you're doing, you know, 75, 80, you go down that dip, flash flood there, well, you all done. Cause you ain't gonna stop. You don't stop fast enough without rushing. Cause that water rushing going the other way is traveling about
mm-hmm.
35, 40 miles an hour. It just.
And you know, you. Oh, let me say this, and then I'm going to open up Rich's mic. I actually had to get out there in the water to hook up the tow chain to pull people out. The water came up to my zipper. And when you were out there in that
you
water,
out there
you
in your dump-a-dump? Come on now.
Oh, yeah, in my dump-a-dump.
Yeah.
That water ain't no joke. Because if there's some waves going through, you got to walk real slow. Them waves will knock your ass down. And the first time I went out there, I thought about it. I said, oh, shoot, let me go back to the truck, put my wallet in the truck. And then I went back out there, hooked up to the lady, just the other lady, and pulled her on out, pulled her to safety. And I backed up in there with that diesel, that 6.9. Backed up in there, and the exhaust was up under the water. Sounded like a general kinetic cam in it. and I mean, boy, I got out there and hooked up and then grabbed the next one. Hook up and grab the next one. I'm telling you guys, I made some good money out there yesterday. Y'all should kick my butt because I didn't do it earlier. I was late getting out there. Come on in here, Rick.
At least you didn't lose.
Right, I didn't lose.
But actually, that water wasn't just in Detroit. The whole bottom part of Michigan, man. Battle Creek's flooded. Marshall's flooded. I got areas out here where swamps are up over the country roads, and it's raining like a son of a bitch here right now.
Oh, is it?
It's coming in.
Yeah, this part of the dog here, wind blowing.
But still raining all around here now.
Michigan and Ohio got whooped yesterday, Tail. Michigan and Ohio. Unknown said they didn't get no rain out there in Maryland. But Michigan and Ohio got tore up. Chicago was cool. They didn't get like we did.
Well, they got some on the north side, of, like in Indiana, just outside of Chicago and like Griffith, Indiana area.
Michigan City area.
A couple, the Michigan City area. Yep, they had a couple of tornadoes down there yesterday. We had three of them right here.
Tornadoes?
Yep.
Damn.
It was ugly around here yesterday. You talk about just the rain, it was ugly here yesterday.
Damn.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, Tayo, it's still some cars around the corner from my shop. It's still some cars around the corner from my shop. My the Vidoc still floating in water. The people ain't came back and got their car.
Wow.
Well, I
That's
seen
insane.
A picture from the Jeep, the factory that builds the Jeeps right there in Detroit.
Yeah.
That their parking area for all the brand new Jeeps, the Jeeps were underwater.
Ooh.
So how many tens of thousands of dollars are they going to wipe out?
Now, let me ask you a quick question. If all them Jeeps got damaged, I know they can't sell them. Who end up getting those cars?
Scrapyards?
Salvage yard?
They have to be crushed.
Good God Almighty, a whole bunch of good stuff going away.
Yep. They can't sell anything on them when they come out of the factory like that with any kind of assembly damage or production damage because of liability issues. It's no different than the stuff that we have on the rail. If a car derails, even if the rail car doesn't tip over, it just derails, all the cars on that have to be crushed. They cannot sell them. They used to be able to sell them to us, like employees of the railroad or whatever. We could buy them for whatever the railroad paid for them.
Yeah.
But somebody got hurt in something that they had like that. It had nothing to do with the derailment. But because of the liability issue, anything that's involved in a derailment or a factory altercation or anything like those Jeeps, they can't sell any of them. They have to crush them.
Yeah. I imagine so, because they don't want to be liable for those lawsuits, and so they got to get rid of them. I've been out to the scrapyard, and I've seen brand-new Dodge Ram trucks, four-wheel drive, come through there on the flatbed, and they go straight to the crusher. Brand-new trucks. Yep. I'm crying.
Well, yeah, like, figure we're hauling 12 Mustangs on a rail car or 12 Camaros or 18 of them, and they derail that rail car, every one of them's got to go to the crusher. They can't sell the engines out of them. They can't sell none of the parts off them. They have to crush the whole, all of it. It's got to go bye-bye.
Boy. Well, they're going to use some parts, Corey. A whole lot of parts just went past you. Any Ford parts, it's gone. Any Mopar, Chrysler, Chevrolet, General Motors, it's gone. I like to be the one that owns the scrapyard, so when they come in there, I put a couple of them to the side.
Hey, quick question.
I got a question.
Which one want to be first?
Any of those things see bodies?
You can go ahead.
Was any G-body?
Them cars?
Any what?
Them cars that are no good, you thought that you're talking about?
No, he's talking about brand new cars, Tail. He's talking about the brand new cars.
Oh, okay. All right. I just thought there'd be a way to get rid of them all. Okay. Question.
I saw through that. I saw through your little hint. Look, your boy ain't on the show to take that one, to take that hit. But that is kind of messed up, though. Shoot, they got to get rid of brand new cars.
I do have a question for everybody, kind of towards Tail, when we're done with this.
Come on with it.
All right, yeah, go ahead with it. Rick.
I need a set of valve covers for a small block Chevy that are taller than the normal talls you buy from every manufacturer out there. Where can I get a set?
You need it from us or from Jigs and Tommy Don't Sell Them?
First off, I wouldn't buy anything from Jigs or Summit. I would buy it from Civil and Traction Motorsports. Second, I've gone through all the manufacturers that are out there, and none of them are tall enough. I need a set that does not have baffles in it, and it has to be taller than the normal talls. Yeah.
I might have an extra set. I got to go see. The only thing is they're tall enough. They're taller than the standard. But what they have is on the back of the valve covers. You could cap it too, but to where you put the oil line, you can tap an oil line on there, and it oils the top of the rockers. So inside it's got those, you know, it's got a rail that runs through, and it oils from the top. So, but you don't have to use that if you don't want to. You just tap in a port and then cap it, and you're fine. I might even have that here, but they're black. Does it matter?
Nope.
Okay.
Black would be fine. But I've got to be able to put, they got to be sealed up because of my vacuum pump.
Yep.
So I got to
be
able to
put holes in them. They even have the connection on the other end for the vacuum pump.
What size?
-10.
Just on the one?
On both.
There you go. Dude, if you got them, I don't give a shit what it costs me.
No, dude, if I got them, dude, I'll send them out to you.
Well, just let me know. I'm going to call tomorrow and see, but.
Hey, Rich, have you measured it and seen how much of a clearance you need?
Well, the ones I've got, I would have to put a tape measure back on, but they're just shy of a quarter of an inch from touching the head. The valve cover is a quarter of an inch from touching the heads.
Uh-huh.
And they're tall
metal
ones that I have now.
You should do a quick measurement on it from the base of the head or from the top of the head to the top of the rocker, and then give it a quarter of an inch, and then Tail can tell whether or not they'll be sufficient before you send them.
Yeah, well, I don't have it here, but I know what I have another set of the valve covers here.
Yeah, but Rich, I'm not going to be using these, so I mean, if they work, great. If not, you know, it's not like I need them back or nothing like that. So I ain't worried about that shit.
Well, I just that was my motor for my car. He's got everything else done. He went to put the valve covers on it, and they fucking won't fit. So I am a set of valve covers shy of going to the dyno.
Is that ain't your engine? That's your old engine that you put in that other vehicle?
No, that's my new engine.
Oh, the new engine. That's the one that's been in the shop.
Yeah, the one that's been getting put together. My $30,000 small block.
Yep, if the one's tail guy don't fit, you might be at the mercy of fabricating. Y'all getting somebody.
Well, and I've got a guy that I'm going to call tomorrow about doing a set of aluminum ones. Taking the ones I got, cut them, modify them, and making the bitches work. But that's what I say. I just figured that Tails, the small block guy, and does some pretty cool shit. And if you guys knew.
Well, I got a guy here that can modify. He's a damn good welder when it comes to aluminum. He can pig his ass off.
Those would be badass if they work.
Do they look tall enough? That's what's on my motor. The other ones are exactly like that.
I don't know. I'd be willing to bet those almost look like what I've got now.
Oh, okay.
Mine are just aluminum. So I will check, and I will measure the ones I've got out here.
Measure from the head, to the top of the rocker.
Yeah, I'm not. My engine's here. It's still in the machine shop.
Okay, you got the valve cover there, right?
I have another set.
Your old valve cover.
Yeah.
Okay, measure from the bottom of the valve cover to the top of the valve cover and send tail to measure.
Yep.
If they're identical, there ain't no sense in sending shipping.
Right. I like his, though. I damn sure like those.
Yeah, they're the exact same ones. They're identical to these.
Well, like I said, I'll get a measurement and I'll send it to you later.
Okay.
So he got everything together. I'm sorry.
Yeah, everything's together, and we are a set of valve covers from him going to the dyno.
Dyno. Okay. Well, that's a plus.
Well,
that's a plus.
The sad thing is he's already got these ones cut up and all my fittings.
Mm-hmm.
Or all cut up for the fittings to be welded in, and he just went to set them on the motor, and they didn't fit. So now they got holes in them for vacuum pump ports. And
that's useless.
I don't
useless.
Have any.
So the rocker setup was a new rocker setup, and it was a lot taller than the original.
Yeah, it's all shaft drive shit. All shaft drives and girdles, and they just don't fit. They're just too tall.
Yeah. Yep.
Rich, did you get that second one?
Yeah. They do look maybe a little taller, so.
I thought that might be a better angle, but see how those lines are in the back on the valve covers?
Yeah.
So on the top of
those, I could just plug on.
The inside. Yeah, if you don't want to use those, you just cap them and have a nice day, and you'll be fine.
Yep. Yeah, that'd be cool if they fit, because that'd be badass. But because I do like the way they look. So, but yeah, because right now I'm the only one here. So, as soon as wife gets home and she can keep an eye on her dad, then. I'll go out and get a measurement, and I'll have it to you before I'm off the show.
Okay. Yeah, they work good, that's for sure. Oh, here's a better – I'm going to send this one to you. This – let me see. I will.
Corey on here tonight?
Yes, sir. What's up, Rich?
I'm getting to the bottom of the order at NX tomorrow.
Okay,
either they're
going to
pull the trigger and they're going to send the shit out, or I'm going to tell them I'm going someplace else to buy my shit.
Man, let me know.
I don't know why in the hell 2 weeks to get a goddamn nitrous bottle shipped out is horse shit.
Man, you know how to do it.
Who is that company you're dealing with, Rick?
Nitrous Express. It's the only one I sell. But it's what I run on my car, and I've never had an issue with their stuff, man. I've always had it in less than a week. When did we order that bottle?
Need to get there.
2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah. That's been about 3 weeks ago.
Remember.
Yeah, it's horse shit. I've had enough. I don't know. I'm thinking those are the same thing I got.
Oh, okay.
But like I said, I'll get a measurement and we'll find out, and then we'll go from there.
They're coming, Shay.
Okay.
Who?
Huh? No, I can hear you. I know. So what are everybody looking forward to this race-wise?
We're having fire on my pipes.
Corbin took over the show. Go ahead, Corbin.
I know. I ain't taking no
stuff.
I'm going
to sit back with my feet crossed. Go ahead, right. Co-host.
Nah, I get it. I just say, hey, there's going to be trouble brewing soon.
I know there's
gonna be trouble.
A couple of big cash days coming up.
When?
Street race.
I'm going to have to come up then.
Well, we were supposed to have it this last Saturday night. And then everybody says, well, with the rain, we're going to have to do it next Saturday night. Well, next Saturday night is the 4th of July and the big cruise in Marshall. And everybody will have their hot rods downtown in Marshall, not out racing.
I should bring a car.
When you say next week or week after? Next weekend. This
the cash
weekend?
Days will probably be week after. This coming weekend, next Friday and Saturday, is the cruise to the fountain, which is a big car show in Marshall. Like 2,000 hot rods. They have the Calhoun County Fairgrounds is full of show cars and stuff you can go look at all day. And then at 5 o'clock, they all go downtown and cruise. Cruise the gut like the old days.
Oh, okay.
Bumper to bumper, 4 lanes of traffic, every parking spot full, all the parking lots are full. Cops kind of leave everybody alone unless people get really stupid. They know to pull you over and give you a ticket, but
right.
Most of the time they leave them alone. But, hell, there's 25 or 30 guys down there with open headers running around, so.
Oh, Teo, I don't mean to cut you off, Rick.
Yes, sir.
All you guys that's Facebook friendly, how long can you do a Facebook Live? They got, like, a time limit on
it? No, there ain't no time limit.
Okay, so you can do it as long as you got battery fully charged and you got juice in your battery and you got camera.
Yep. But it'll run down your battery quick if you can do it long for a long time.
I got something for that.
Okay.
You have to have them external battery packs if you're going to do an event.
No, don't do the external battery pack. Okay, just wonder. Somebody got a text.
But if you want to come up next weekend, Corey, let me know, man. You can bring your car and unload it here, or we can unload it down in the by the restaurant, which is right in town.
I don't think he heard you.
I don't think he did either.
Corey.
Hey, Rich, you know what I just noticed?
What?
Those are some big damn exhaust ports on that thing.
Yeah. That's on yours?
Yeah, that's it. Who do you use for carb work?
For what?
Your carbs. Do you have anybody that does your carbs, or who do you go to?
Those my carburetors
are
all.
I go through Bob Book.
Yeah, I do fuel injection.
Oh, that's right. You guys are on that.
No, I'm not. Nobody. I don't know anybody else that's running the same stuff that I got. I don't have that Holley fuel injection stuff. I have, I just sent you a picture of them valve covers too, by the way. And it shows you how short they are.
The intake looks nice.
Thanks.
I think that thing's really nice.
Here's another angle for you.
He got that.
You know what?
He got that issue taken
care
of, Rich.
Do what, Shake?
He get that issue straightened out with the intake?
It's all together.
Okay.
It's all together. What were you going to say, Tail?
No, I was saying, I think that mine might. I'm trying to find it. Not going back.
I mean, they kind of look like, you know, how mine come up on the sides and then flat in the middle. That's yours are more like a rounded almost. But it kind of looks like that same step. So.
No, but mine. See, yours like kind of pyramid up to where. Oh, maybe because they're black, it's not giving me that look that I'm. I don't know, Rich. I think mine have a different. I think mine are wider on the top, so that side angle might be a little shorter.
Yeah.
God.
I don't know.
You know what?
Say, they kind of the bolt holes and all that stuff all kind of look like about the same. And but I don't know. Like I said, I'll go out and I'll get a measurement.
Yeah, you know what? They might be the same, Rich. Now that I'm looking at it.
And I mean, you could look in that one picture.
Even
it's not
even, you know what they
far,
look, they look like, you know, I'm looking at the yeah, you know what, it's going to be close. I think I'm just going to have to measure.
Yeah, because them ones don't have any baffles or anything in them.
That's
and
mine.
If you got that tube running down that middle.
Yeah.
But if you got that oiler running down the middle, that's going to be right where they're hitting.
Wider on the top. I think that's why mine's wider on the top, because I have that oil rail runs down.
Right. But that's what I say. I don't know. I got a guy that thought about taking these and cutting them up and having somebody like, you know, where it does that pyramid thing I'm going to stand that more straight up and make a wider piece at the top, make them taller. But then that's going to screw up where the bolts are at and all that shit.
You know, looking at it, Rich, I think mine are taller. I think, but because I have that tray that's inside there, that's what's making it, it's going to make it the same height.
Yep, that's what I'm afraid of.
You know what I mean? I think mine are taller because I have that windage, or not the windage tray, but you know, the oiling, that oiling system on the valve
right.
covers. I think you probably have to take that, you know, cut it completely out in order for it to work. That's the only way I could see them working. Because I don't see it going another way. And like I said, I think that's why mine are taller. Just because of that.
Yeah, but then it takes up that much.
Yeah, well, because depending on what lift you have, you know what I mean? And I have shaft mounted rockers on mine.
Yeah. I was thinking we'd ended up on Jasper's on mine, but we didn't. You can look at that picture and see what's on there.
Yeah.
Or not Jasper, Jessel.
I got you.
Jessel. Because that's what a gear driver, belt puller, belt drive I end up with.
Yeah.
Did you get them, Shake?
Yes, gang.
And then this is the ones that Tails got. There, now you can see what we're seeing. But I'm going to have to find somebody to make me some, and I got a feeling that's where it's going to end up being. And I don't know, is there any company out there that you can have that stuff custom built?
As far as the valve covers?
Yeah.
I just know individuals.
I don't care who it is, as long as it's got a good flange on it, and I don't have any leaks.
Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna tell you what they're gonna require out of you. First thing they're gonna say is, "Do you have access to the engine?" You're gonna say no, because it's at the machine at the assembly. The next thing they're going to want to know is, okay, can you give me some measurements? And they'll make them to your measurement specs. One of your valve covers has to be bolt-onable, but it might be too small. So they can cut that and lengthen it and make and give you enough room to for your rockets to operate.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I've got another set of those valve covers sitting out here that I could hand them. This is the valve cover I need. It just needs to be a half inch taller.
Yeah, and that's what they would need.
Don't they make a spacer for the valve covers?
Yes.
I wonder
they
if just
do.
Putting a space. I wonder if just putting that spacer down would help.
Well, that the spacers are a half inch thick, and yes, they would help. And if I have to, that's what I'll end up doing. But then you got one more gasket for one more place to leak on each side.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know it or not, but I hate leaks. I don't care if it's one drop every fucking 6 months. It drives me nuts.
But here's the good thing about that, though, because, you know, it's where would it may leak or usually leaks at is between, you know, the gasket and the head itself. So
yeah.
If that part is sealed up, that part's not going to have to come off when you change your valve covers or if you had to pull a valve cover because all you're taking is the cover off. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just a thought.
Well,
get you out there.
And it is something that, like I said, I'm going to make a phone call tomorrow and I'm going to do some – if I got to buy a set of Scotty G's fucking valve covers at $500 a set, I don't give a shit. But he's got all that shit down here because that's what he does. He builds all these small blocks and Chevys and stuff. And, I mean, all the specs that we got to build this motor came from him. So he's got to have a set of valve covers down there that'll fit the bitch. He might not want me to have them because they got his name on them, but and he didn't actually do the work.
Right.
But somebody's got to make a set out there. I can't be the first person that's run into this.
Okay, so what I did... I sent you that picture of mine again. I sent it through Messenger, so they're right on top of each other. So,
yeah, to me, they look like the same valve cover. They really do.
I think they're the same valve cover, but I think mine are taller only because of that oil galley inside there. I think that's why they're taller, but I think they're the same. The same valve cover.
No, I just thought I'd throw it out there and see if anybody had a... Yep, call these guys. Nope. Didn't work that way.
Well, if you can't find a set of valve covers, let me know. I got a guy on standby that can weld his ass off. Oh, you got the measurement.
Or just those valve covers that you have are flat, right? On the bottom?
On the bottom, yeah.
So what if... Rich, what if you got that spacer and then take that in, into the valve cover itself so it's one piece?
Yeah. If them spacers are aluminum.
I'm sure they are.
That would be I would assume they are, but
I mean that would be something too. I mean then you have your own custom set.
Make sure you get some extra gaskets for that sucker just in case.
Yeah. Like I say, I'll get it figured out because it's just a set of valve covers is not keeping me off the streets this year. I can promise you.
I know this is going to sound kind of crazy. What about those old school Edelbrock ones that have the, where you just take the top off to adjust, you know, how you do them to adjust the valves?
Yep, and somebody else said that, but I don't know if Edelbrock makes them anymore. Because they are taller.
Yeah, those are tall, and I'm just thinking.
Yep.
And then if anything, you put the spacer up there.
if you needed more room.
Yeah. When, somebody else told me that tonight, had said something about that. And I looked online on Edelbrock's stuff, and they don't make them anymore. So it's going to have to be somebody that's got a set sitting in a garage sale or on a shelf that they don't have any use for.
You know what, Jake? I'm going to stay on on the show, but I'm gonna make a side phone call real quick.
Okay. When you get back,
I think I might. I'll just click right over.
When you get back, listen. When you get back, I know I got something for us. But go ahead and do what you got to do. We're going to smooth around right now.
Hey, Tail?
Yeah.
Didn't catch you. 3¾ inches is what mine are.
3¾, so you need at least 3¾.
I need 4 inches. No.
4 inches.
Oh, you need 4 inches?
I need 4 inches tall.
Okay. All right.
You didn't compensate for the gasket, did you, Rich?
Nope. Gasket will take up even a little more, but.
More, yeah. But if you measure 3¾ inches and we give it 4, that should be sufficient.
Yeah. 4¼ would be even better, 4⅛. But.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Need some room in there for that joker to go to work. Okay. I hope we can get all the parts you need taken care of, Rich and Corey. I think we're getting to the point where we're going to have a meeting, all the staff people, Rich, Corey, Teo, Brent, Unknown. We're going to have a meeting, a staff meeting, because it's getting too close. When y'all get y'all close, cars pretty close together, then we're going to have a sit-down talk. Something that's going to brighten y'all's life out a little bit. So once he do the dyno testing, Rich, that shouldn't take very long, should it?
Just a day.
Yeah, well, you know, some people tend to drag stuff out. I don't know. A day might
turn
into 2 weeks.
Yeah. No, we're not going to wear stuff out on the dyno. I can promise that.
Right. But, you know, some other issue might come up out of the way where we got to get this and we got to do that. I want to work out something. Something's going to work out for us. Okay. Oh, shucks. Who we got here? 517. That you, Brent?
What's going on, Chicken Bake?
What's happening, Brent? How you been, man?
Not too bad, buddy. Not too bad. Just getting in early tonight. It's only 9:30 tonight,
hey.
So we're being the first lady.
Hey, I'm about
home, and
I'm about to ask you.
What you doing?
I'm about to ask you. Are you got your wetsuit on? Your scuba suit on? Or are you all towel dry?
Well, I was just going to ask you if you might be out in the canoe tonight having the show. You know, I know the water's getting deep up here in Detroit.
Yeah, we're doing a show. We're doing a show from the Shake and Bake River.
Yeah, it's getting bad up here, ain't it, buddy? You guys got rain coming right now? It's raining down here right now.
No, it's dry as a bone right here, man. Rich said it was raining out there, so it's probably going to come this way. Probably late tonight, maybe.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. How's everybody been doing on there? I missed you guys last week and maybe a couple weeks now. I've been pretty busy, so I apologize and kind of missed you guys listening to y'all. And so...
Yeah, we had the Father's Day
we
weekend last week.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Corey.
No, I was
What's
saying,
up,
Brent,
Corey?
We all right. You're hanging in there. All right, you all right, Brent?
Yeah. Too bad. About ready to go do some more racing, though.
We gotta get back out there.
Yes, we do, buddy. Yes, we do.
So how was your Father's Day, Brent?
Good. Yep, went out, did the traditional golfing with my dad, and had a good day with him out on the field, and enjoyed some time with him, and then also, you know, my kids having a little bit of time with them too, you know. So yeah, it was a good day.
Oh, that's
Thank
good.
You
that's
for
good.
Asking.
Yeah, we had a nice time last week, man. A real nice time. But then it rained late on that night, sent everybody home, and it stayed dry up until Friday night, and we got washed out again. I mean, we got washed out.
Rich, what's up?
Yeah.
So
just hanging
I
out.
I found a pair.
Really?
I found a pair, but here's the thing: they're they don't have the. They don't have the bungs on them for the Dash 10, and they got the PVC holes in them.
That's all right. How much?
That I got it. Don't worry about it. If you want them, he's got three sets. They're brushed aluminum though. They're not like the ones that you have on there.
I don't care. I don't care.
Okay.
If they're at least four inches tall and they'll work, then I'll take them.
Well, then I'll try to get the ones with the bow tie emblem on for you, okay? He's got a plain set. I think he said he's got one with the bow tie and then some, I think, those engraved flames on them or whatever. Like, no, we're not doing flames.
Nah, I don't need no flames, but plain ones is fine, too.
All right. I'll get a hold of him. He was just jumping in the shower right now, so I told him to call me back.
I appreciate it, for sure.
Oh, no problem.
Because I've got some, like for the oil fill, that are screw-in caps with O-rings out here that I can weld over top of the holes that are already there and knock the baffles out of them. And then I got bungs I can put in them.
Okay. All right, then I'll grab those from them, and then I'll get them out to you. Oh, no worries, man.
You got a return address sticker on that package you got, or no?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I'll get them and just send them out to you.
All right. Like I said, if you need something for them, let me know. We'll take care of it.
And
I do appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem, man.
That's what we do on these shows, man. We help a brother out.
Yep.
So what we got, Shake?
Okay. Brother Unknown has a topic for us. Brother Unknown, you still there?
Yes, I'm listening at y'all all day.
Okay. Okay. I know I had you on hold for a while, but hold on 1 second, fellas. Hold on 1 second. All right. Okay, Brother Unknown, you can come on with your topic.
Yeah, how everybody doing again? Glad everybody is pretty much all right. And regardless of whatever, you know, happens in life, we're going to stay together as a team like I just heard a few minutes ago, and we all going to make it. So what I came up with this evening, everybody I heard different places is be trying to figure out why people are not racing, and everybody got all these calls and why we are going through so much. So if anybody want to talk about those things and say what they think about that, and then when y'all get to the end, and then I'll go ahead and tell you what I feel about that and what I've been listening to and where I think we can go with this.
Okay, the topic is why, I'm writing this down, people got cars and not racing. That cool?
That's it. And while we're going through all the things we're going through these days.
Why people got cars and not racing? Corey. Corey, missing in action. Anybody else want to start it off?
I already done mine.
Shake.
Give it a repeat.
I'm waiting on parts. Just specifically valve covers.
Shake.
Okay.
So you talking about people who have running cars and they don't race?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, that's kind of a hard one to try to figure out on what's in somebody else's head. I mean, you can't really put words into somebody's mouth and say why are they racing or why are they not racing. I mean, that's kind of your own prerogative. I mean, not a prerogative, but I'm just saying that, you know, how am I going to judge you on why you're racing your car or not racing your car? So, I mean, I don't know if that you're going to get the correct answer, or it could be a number of reasons.
Well,
but
I think right now there's still people that are afraid of going out and about because they don't want to get sick. So you still got them people that don't want to be in the crowds. You've got other people that don't have the money or the finances to do it because of all the shutdowns and unemployment and the way the country's been struggling. You know, some areas worse than others. So, I mean, there's a lot of those things going on just because of what's happened in the last year. But you always got guys that's got race cars that talk like to bench race, but don't really race.
All right, you got to plan to consider racing too. Time changed, though. A lot of people can't keep up. budget wise, cars get faster.
Oh, that's a good one.
Now,
then I mean, look at me. I've got 2 years of my car sitting trying to get it built for a specific no-prep world because I know how fast you got to be competitive. And there's guys that are out there that have those cars that just can't be competitive anymore and don't have any place to go.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of reasons. Well, we know it's a lot of reasons, and a lot of people got different things on their chest and on their plate. And you mentioned some of the major ones, Rich, where some people scared to go out because they think they're going to get sick. No money is probably about the biggest issue. Needing parts, like you say, that's your dilemma right now. Corey said some of the guys, because the times are changing so fast. So it's a lot of different reasons, and whatever that person's reason is, we got to give them the benefit of the doubt, disrespect, to hurry up and catch up or hurry up and get things together and come on out and race. I'm going to put another one down, and that's going to be fear of getting their ass whooped.
That's a big one. That's a big one right there.
What you have in that, I know. Fear of getting their ass
whooped. That's why they don't race me, because it's fear and common sense.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe this is a good question from Elvin.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
No. I mean, because he does a lot of racing. He's a legend in the game. I'm just saying, he might know the answer to this.
Of course you say.
Sounds like somebody's stirring the pot.
Mm-hmm.
No, man. I'm being humble right now.
Okay, humble.
That's what it's called now. I got it. Okay. You know, and then you also got the common one out there, too, is you build a car, you can't just jump in and race it either. You got a bunch of testing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the weather's
been,
the freak's got time to test.
And it also depends on where you're at in the country, too, when you can race. You know, as far as, you know, California, we can race all the time. Certain areas can only race certain months of the year. So, I mean, that could be a
big dilemma, a big defense, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you something about the Midwest, being Detroit, Chicago, Ohio, St. Louis. We have a very small window that we can only race in. And if y'all have ever traveled the country to different races, you will see the difference in Michigan versus down south, which they can race damn near all year round. But when we get ready to race, we have only a few months. Figure, I'm not going to use April. Figure May through September is the only window we have to race. And when we do come to the track, we fill the track up. When I go, and Corey can vouch to this, when we go down south, we can go to 15 tracks on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and they will not have the number of people we do up north on an individual day. And plus, we start, what time do we normally start our tracks? We'll start 9 o'clock, track opens up. There's somebody or something going on at 10 o'clock, a shootout or some racing, and it goes on all day. Because we don't have that heat problem like down south. Down south track goes hot at 3 o'clock every day up until September. after that, and it's starting to time to put the car up. So you're right, Kale, that weather and where you at does take an effect on people as far as racing or not racing.
Yeah. A whole lot play in it.
Yep, because Corbin, when we go down south, remember we used to go to Huntsville or Mississippi or whatever, they weather can be so hot, they don't even like racing at 12 o'clock noon. you won't ever hear them say the track go hot at 12 o'clock. You'll hear it at 2, 3, anytime. And they'll start piling in at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yes, sir. They're definitely different down there.
Mm-hmm. So, now as far as people not racing their cars, whatever their reason is, more power to them. If you really, really want to race, if you eager to race, like I hear Rich on the show talking about, he wants to race. I'm going to go down on somebody's ass. If you really want to race, you do whatever is necessary to get your part, to get your car together, get some money together, and go racing. If you're a true racer.
Promise you, when I got fire in the pipes, my car will be someplace every weekend. I'm going to wear that bitch out and have to freshen it back up for next spring.
Y'all heard that, didn't you? Coming from Rich live on the Shake and Bake Show. He going to wear that bitch out.
I got 2 years
got money
to make
on
up
Rich.
For.
One at a time.
Hey, Rich, you got Venmo?
Got what?
You have Venmo.
I'm going to guess no, because I don't know what it is.
That's where you
is
can
that
send
one
people
cash?
Money.
Oh, no, I have
I
Cash App
you...
and PayPal.
I
only got
well,
Cash App
I have
because
Venmo.
Of one person.
I have Venmo, so I don't know how to use it either. That's above my pay grade, so I let the wife take care of all that.
Yeah, I'd be in trouble if I had to do that because she'd be sending it to her own account.
Cash App is pretty easy.
Yeah, I got to figure out how to get back into mine and send some money again.
Did they cut it off?
No, I just haven't been in there, and I'm old and forgetful. I have dementia.
Yeah, I usually get that. I put it in a bowl and serve it later.
Man, y'all heard any more about Hunter Dagger's schedule?
The race that was this weekend is canceled and is second weekend in July, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to get back out there and see some racing, but it's going to be a minute for me.
Why is that?
Get some stuff taken care of. Get some stuff taken care of. And I'll be back out. I'm together, though.
Oh, did you make that phone call, Corey? No.
No, I know. No.
Let me know. Let me know.
All right, I will. Yeah.
All right, Shay.
back to the signs and times again and the way things, I figure that, you know, why things are like they are now. So I can get beat
hold
up
on,
a little
hold
bit.
On, hold, on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Okay.
Brother Brent, you still on here?
Yeah.
Okay. We didn't ask you the question. We didn't give you a chance or a chance to reply on that topic. Do you need the topic again?
You're talking about if you got a race car, why ain't you racing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just I'm waiting on my transmission to get back. They looked at my transmission at Cone, and hopefully on the 4th, somewhere around the 4th of July, they said they'd have it back. I'm hoping I get a call this week. And within an hour, that thing's going to be back in there, and it's going to be ready to roll again. I got,
okay.
I'm just waiting on that transmission to come back, and then I'll be ready to roll again. So I got a little event I'm going to on the 17th of July. So they told me they'd at least have it back by then or before so I can make that event on the 17th down at Norwalk.
Okay. Wait a minute. Don't they have the Nationals coming up pretty soon?
Well, they're not really having they usually have that weekend that I'm going. It's usually that weekend or right there around it, the Oldsmobile Nationals, but they're just going to have a bunch of guys that go to it. They're going to all meet down there, and we're going to have a good time, you know, and cook out, and there's going to be a lot of Oldsmobiles there, and so.
Sorry, firework building.
But yeah, they're gonna it'll be a good time, you know. So yeah, I'm gonna get back to racing here real soon. I've been calling these people and wishing that they'd have my transmission done any day, because I really was hoping maybe to go do some racing this weekend or something, you know. But yep, so that's the verdict there, just waiting on them. Cone transmission, but they did me good, though. They first originally told me 6 to 8 weeks, and I explained to him a couple things, and he's like, it looks like it's going to be about a 2 to 3 week turnaround, so I can't complain, man. They've been really good to me down there, and so that's that. I'm just waiting on Cone.
So you say that's going to be at Norwalk on July the 17th?
Yep. I'll probably go down all weekend, race Friday, Saturday, and I don't know if I'll stay Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or if it'll just be, 2-3 days anyway, so I'm ready to get some laps in.
Okay. So your answer for why people that's got cars not racing would be because of parks. Any other reason you can come up with?
Oh, yeah, financially, you know, not being able to get the parts or, you know, like me, a lot of times I'm working, you know. I mean, my car comes last, you know. I have to work, and I got customers that are, you know, counting on me. And so that's a big deal, too, is, you know, how much time you can spare, you know, from your family and your work and stuff like that. So that plays a big effect on me, especially this year, because I'm extremely busy. And so, you know, that's been tough, you know. But, hey, that's the way it goes, you know. The car comes fast, basically.
That's a good answer. Good answer, because nobody here, I don't think, has got sense enough to put a car before everything that's more important. The car is on the back burner. It's a hobby. So, yeah, you gotta make ends meet. That's a good answer. You gotta make ends meet. Gotta take care of the family and all the personal things. And then when you got extra time, you hang out with the car. And but all of y'all coming up with some good answers, some damn good answers.
anything else you want to put forth?
No, not really, because I think that's the biggest thing is a lot of it's the funds, and then you know, wait, sometimes you're waiting on parts or waiting on, you know, a service or something, you know, whether it be a motor shop or a part. Right now, it's just crazy how that, like, store, I could only imagine, like, it's the same way. I called last week, was going to order me a lift for my garage, and there's none even available. You can't, if you got the money, you can't get one, you know, and I'm like,
really?
Wow, really? Yeah, there's a shortage of
them. How much
do
you
want
to spend on
one? What's that?
How much do you want to spend on one? There's one in Battle Creek that's lifted an S10 pickup up once and put it back on the floor. That's all it's ever been used.
Oh,
the
really?
Guy just passed away, and his widow wants to sell it.
Really? What's it? Is it set up then? It just got to be torn down and then hauled out, or what?
Yep.
What's that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be interested in it. I'm definitely interested. You could either send me the info, Rich, but I'm ready to get one. You know, I got getting my garage kind of put together now where I added it on, and I called Greg Smith Equipment because that's where I bought my last one from. And they said they don't even have one in stock. They're sold out, and they're not expecting them in until, I think he said, October.
Wow.
I mean, he said it's a nationwide shortage. I mean, this pandemic thing is, I mean, I was going with it as far as, like, the race car parts are probably the same way. You know, some things you can get, some things you can't, you know. It just really, the pandemic and all that for the last year or so going on, it's really caused a lot of shortage in all of, you know, everything. So I can only imagine in some racing car parts too, it probably has some, well, spark plugs. We couldn't even, well, Rich, you know that. I come bought probably not all you had, but I bought a bunch of them from you. The shops didn't even have them. NGK plugs, I called several places. Nobody had them. Summit, Jegs, Lanes, you know. Rich had them, though. Good man, Rich. So you guys definitely, yeah, that was awesome. Rich had me covered, so.
I got another whole batch in, too, by the way.
Nice. Well, I got a nice little tote full of them, but, you know, hey, I like to keep extras around, too, you know. Yeah, I'm setting pretty good on them right now, but.
I just got another four sets of 8s, 9s, 10s, and I've got 5 or 6 sets of 11s out there, so.
Nice. Good deal. Good to know. But, yeah, that's about it, Shake.
Okay. I'm looking up something for you for a quick second. Hold on. Now, when you get ready to order a hoist, a lift, or however, whatever definition y'all use, you want to know the height of your garage, because some hoists come 14 feet high, some are 12 feet. There's such thing as a low profile hoist. There's asymmetrical and symmetrical. All these things have to be looked at and taken in consideration before you buy a hoist. Because once you got it in there and installed, you'll find out, oh, I ain't got much room to open the door. Oh, it's too tall for my roof. All these things taken in consideration, because I install these hoists. And when I go over to a person's shop and look at their shop, their roof ain't tall enough to put a 14-foot high over-the-ground lift. I installed one at Doc James' shop, and he needs the low profile hoist because his roof ain't that tall, and the cylinders on his old hoist that he has to go up and outside the roof. That was the only way they can make it fit. So they put PVC pipes on the roof so the cylinders can go up higher. If he had picked the right hoist in the beginning, he wouldn't have had to go through a whole lot of trouble. So, Brent, have you ever took out time to measure your roof in your garage? Because I've been in there once. I just don't remember how tall your roof is.
Yeah, I had a hoist in there before, and I do need a lower one. And I customized the inside of my garage, so I got like a 12-foot something ceiling. But I, like you say, I can't go with a 14-footer definitely. But yeah, I have to have the. What I did was I went with the I think it was 9-foot something post or something like that, because I got a about 13-foot, 12 to 13-foot. You know, in the center of my garage. So,
right.
But yeah, well, like you say, that is a good point, Shake, that, you know, yeah, you don't want to get too big of a hoist. A 14 footer wouldn't work for me neither, bud. So no, that's a real good point you brought up there. Check
and
your
the good thing about
Brent.
That is the hoist that Brent, I mean, the Rich talking about is already set up. So you can just take a tape, a 25 foot tape measure and measure the height of his, of there, that one, and then measure yours and see if it'll work.
Yep, yep, no, definitely. Yep.
Oh, and by the way, Rich, is that hoist over there, is it symmetrical or asymmetrical?
Just symmetrical.
Okay.
I just sent you a picture of it there, Brent.
I see that. Yep, I just was checking it out here.
Send it to me, Rich. Hey, Brent.
Yeah.
Do you know the difference between the two? Asymmetrical and symmetrical.
Is that to do with the? No, I'm not real familiar with that. Shake. Is that to do with the bottom plate, or is that to do with the upper plates, or whatever? You know, the cable over the top or bottom.
No.
Asymmetrical. You can get out of the doors without hitting the hoist.
Right. The
okay.
The bottom feet will be pointed to the outside just a little. You'll have one of the legs longer than the other one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because sometimes
no,
when you're trying to get
like...
in and out of the car while you're working on it, you might need, you know how sometimes the door will hit the post?
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's the way my other one was.
There you go.
Yeah, that hoist that she's got over there, Brent, just like the ones you had down the shop.
Yeah, that's one.
It's
yep.
basically
yep.
the same style, plate on the bottom, nothing up top. And it would fit in a 8-foot ceiling. The poles will fit underneath an 8-foot ceiling. You can't obviously go all the way to the top, but it'll fit in an 8-foot ceiling.
Right, right. Yeah, I wonder what name
really
brand
nice
that was. Definitely.
I think he got it from Greg's down there. I think that's where it came from.
Greg Smith Equipment?
Yeah, but I'm not positive.
Right. That's how I was wondering what name brand it was. I know what I had was blue or whatever, but, you know, they probably have different color of them down there. I know they had different ones at Greg Smith. But, yeah, that's who I call. That's who I've dealt with before. Bought a couple of them from him, and, you know, because I can just run down and get them, but... He was like, not till October. We're completely sold out.
Yeah, well, that's what I think what he paid. He paid like $1,800 for that hoist. And when
yeah.
it got delivered and set up and everything was $2,400, $2,400 and some change. And
yeah.
that's what she seems to think she wants to sell it for, is what he actually paid, because that's the receipt she's got. But she's got to realize That's the install price and everything else, and that's not what she's going to get back out of it.
Right, right. I'd be curious. I wouldn't mind to see the name and the model that it is, you know, if it's a 7,000 or 6,000 or 9,000. I had a 9,000 before. I wouldn't want to get anything less than a 9,000-pound lift myself.
Yeah, I think that one's a 7, but I'm not positive. But
oh, and
but that
and
one
the, and the last. Go ahead.
I was going to say, that one that she's got, when Terry put that in, because it was a buddy of mine, it was Terry Gwillem, who's put it in. He said that I could bring any one of my vehicles over there except for my dually, and that hoist would lift it. So
except
I'm thinking it's
dually.
Probably not, yeah, except for my dually. So
yeah,
I'm thinking
a
it's a 7.
A dually is going to take a 10,000-pound hoist or bigger.
I agree.
So, but that was the only thing that he said I couldn't put on that hoist was my dually. I could do my orange truck,
yeah,
my step side, or any of the rest of my stuff. I just couldn't do my dually. So,
well, maybe if you have a chance, Rich, no hurry or nothing, but maybe next couple nights or something, if you have a chance, get the model number, and I can find the research from the model number how much it'll lift and all that, and then I could pull. You know, decide if, you know, but I'd be possibly very interested in that lift.
Okay. Well, I've already put the
feelers
out to get the information,
though.
So. Well, no, and that's
okay.
Why I haven't bought it yet. I told her I'd give her the $1,600 for it. Oh, no, that's
right.
I got 24. That's what he's got into it. I got to have that. Well, you're going to sit on it then because I'm not giving you $2,400 or it would already
right.
be here.
No.
And you know, I've seen magazines and catalogs where you can buy these hoists right around $1,500, $1,800 brand new.
Well,
you
and that is, I'm not going to say it's not, it is a brand new hoist. It's
mm-hmm.
gone up, picked an
and
S10 pickup, an 86 S10 pickup up waist high, and set it back on the ground to make sure that it would go up and down when they installed it. That's all that hoist has been used. So,
yeah.
I mean, it is a brand new hoist. He just died right after he got it put in.
Huh.
Maybe we don't.
And the last thing you want to know is it 220 or 110 set up?
110.
Some horse comes 110. Some comes 220.
Right. Yeah, mine's 220.
That one's
mine.
Yeah, that one's 110.
Okay. Since we threw grocery shopping, Brother Unknown, you got just about everybody's opinion on why guys got race cars and they are not racing. You want to put your 2 cents in?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, everybody was right. Everybody got a lot of good answers. But as me listening at all these shows and all the different people talking, that's what I do every day. And what the conclusion I came to, a lot of older guys has got older and they're not investing in getting a lot of parts and just letting them sit around in their shop anymore. If something's not going out, then they're not going to get it. And then with a lot of these young guys right now, they're not going to just put the finance out there. You know, they might got the money, but they're not going to spend that money just to have 20 pair of tires sitting around in the shop. You know what I mean? Like it used to be the old days. You could go somewhere else, and for whatever car you wanted, the parts was right there. Then another thing, population has grown. I mean, so much these days. People don't came from so many places around the world. So, you know, they're keeping up with whatever's new coming out. It's like every tool and stuff you need now. Tool truck that's modifying the tools right now to work on cars right now. If not, you know, whatever's coming out the latest, you don't really have tools to work on that right now.
So nobody gonna sit there and gonna buy 10,000 tools. You very seldom work on that type of car. So, you know, it's a situation like that. You know, so much stuff done changed over the last decade, and we haven't seen it. So now, you know, it's just nothing there no more because most of the old people, like I say, used to do that. They're not around no more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm writing some stuff down, so bear with me.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, people don't want to go out. A lot of these guys now, they don't want to go out and take a chance on taking their car out and something breaking. They ain't getting parts for it for months and months. And some of them probably had did it. Went out there, something broke, and they can't get it because it's not there no more. You know, the people that was doing it, like I said, they're not there.
Right, right. There's all kind of reasons why people ain't racing their cars. And,
yeah.
Some people get started in a race car and get burnt out and get out of it. The car don't even be fully fixed, fully finished, and they get burnt out real early. No patience. I've known people to get their cars sent to a shop and get the chassis worked on, the engine worked on, and they see it's more trouble than they really, really thought. And they get burned out. And they'll abort the whole mission. That's why you can buy cars now where the chassis is together but no motor, no train. They got a body together and the engine ain't complete because they get burned out. They didn't realize how much money was involved and how much time goes inside of a race car. That is why you can go out and buy a car turnkey. Because some people would rather just buy the car turnkey, ship it to them, put it on a trailer, and then they can go race. Well, like I say, to each his own. Some people got patience, some don't. And as you can see, guys that have been racing for a long time, they endure the weather. It might take a long time to get that trans together, Brent. It might take a long time to get that engine together, Rick. It might take a long time to get that chassis together, Corey. Whatever the case may be, once you get it together, then you can go racing. So everybody's got their own reason, their own way of doing things. So when you get your car together, go race. Then time. Who got time to go to the racetrack every weekend other than Rich? Some guys got a job that's just barely making it. So they have to go twice out of a whole year. But to each his own. Ain't nobody, we're not putting nobody down because of their reason. It's just that those are some of the reasons why they can't go race. Back to you, Unknown.
Yeah, it's just something other, you know, I mean, me overall looking at the picture. You know, because just like I heard everybody on here at least said once, every person on here, they're waiting for this, waiting on that, waiting to get this, waiting to get that. So one time before, like I said, there was somewhere, if you had a particular car, there was somewhere you could go and get that stuff for that particular car. Now, it might be the same place you can get it, but it might be a list so long because people don't store stuff like they used to store it. They can't do it, you know, because they might get stuck with it. You know, so many people done got stuck over the years. You know, I worked for a millionaire. He had seven machines, about 50 machines, and he always complained, if I had quit it a year ago, I would have all my money right now if I had sold everything, but I done lost all he called now is his losses because he got all this stuff, and, you know, something came up, and he couldn't go out there and work all the machines like he used to, or he couldn't get the help like he used to. All the older people that used to work there, they're not reliable no more because then they got sick or either they're gone. So that's why I came up with that solution.
Mm-hmm. Brother Brent mentioned one. He said, can't get parts or the service. Can't get parts or the service. Well, yeah, pandemic has really messed us up with the parts, shipping the stuff. Some people have probably got to get their stuff from China. But service, how many people you know has got their car tied up in chassis prison?
Oh, you can't count them.
Yeah, it's quite a few people that gets their car tied up in chassis prison or engine prison.
Yes.
And this being your first time ever dealing with the person, you find out, damn, this guy had my car for 2 years or my chassis for 2 years and ain't fixed it. I got a friend of mine. Oh, shit. Come to think of it, I got a friend of mine down south. His car been, his engine is together, and he's got a chassis. The engine is in the car, and every time he called the guy, he's always giving him, well, I got to do this. I got to do that. And I'm not mistaken, it's been in there for 3 years. The man always got an excuse. I ain't never seen the car. I don't know the mechanic that's working on it. I've seen him, I think, once. But he's supposed to been pretty damn good. He come highly recommended. But he takes in other people's cars before finishing his. And I'm telling you, dude, my friend, I know he's mad, but he ain't the type to just snaps or nothing like that. He just go along with the flow. Whatever the man tell him, he just goes along with it. With me, I think I'd have had to go get my car. I couldn't sit there and wait on it. The man promised him. He put the chassis together. He put the motor together. And he also promised him he was going to go to the track and be the tuner and help him get it dialed in. Well, it ain't come out the shop yet, and it's been about 3 years. So,
We sit here, and we listen to a person like Rich. Now, I sit back. That's why I be quiet a lot. And I listen to Rich name about three or four different things from places he's been getting stuff from and people he's been dealing with. Now he wonder, you know, what's going on that it's taking this long to get this here, that here, or to get stuff. And he know what he's doing. And like I said, he's got a little business and he's been dealing with people. So by me sitting back looking at that and listening to that, it tells me something. The same people are not there anymore, and people are having so many problems and so many situations themselves. And listen at y'all guys night in and night out and day in and day out and listen at all the things y'all go through. That's what leads me to come here on Sundays or whatever and come up with all these situations because I get them from y'all by listening at what y'all say. I pay attention very closely.
Hey, speaking of which, is Tail still on here?
No. Nope, he's still on.
Because nobody in this area can get stiff sidewall Mickey Thompson's right now in a 28-10-5.
Really?
I've got three guys want me to order sets up for them, and everything's on back order. Summit, Jags, me, Lane Automotive. Nobody's got any 28-10-5s in the Mickey Thompson stiff sidewalls.
Good. We're moving.
You know, people scared to put their hands on something anymore. You know, you go out there and tell somebody you're going to do something for somebody, then all of a sudden they start making you look bad. So that's what I'm saying. It's going from spot to spot. It's been a big change, and we just not accepting that. That's why I'm looking at a lot of things has slowed down. There's so much a change right now that has took place that even though the people that you knew personally that usually would do things for you, you can't go out there and put yourself on a limb right now. You're putting your head on the chopping block. Going out there trying to do something for somebody right now. You know, you just look at it yourself. You heard every day, night, day in and day out. You know, you go in the store, you can't even find what you used to get, the same kind of toilet paper you used to get, the same kind of jug of milk you used to get. It's some other new brand. Chicken wings ain't the same.
might find one of them weigh 500 pounds, another one might weigh 2 pounds. You know, I mean, that's what's happening now. You just don't know. So what do we do to change this? Man, we got to do a lot to change this. We got to stop selling for just anything. You know, I look back in the day when we used to go to the carnivals. I know what everybody know what the carnival was. And they'll come around there and sell you a little bag with some water in it with 2 goldfish in it for $5 or whatever they sold them for. Your parents will go home and buy you a big aquarium. Y'all fill it up with water. Throw them 2 goldfish in there, and a couple of days later, them goldfish is dead. They're upside down. So you done went and took them goldfish, and this constantly happened, no matter who bought them goldfish. So, I mean, I go way back then. I pay attention to a lot of things, you know.
It's sad, but that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I even look far so deep.
One more. I look so far as back as pets. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I look far as back as pets, right? I challenge and chase a lot of things in life. Okay. Now, say like a dog or a cat. Now, they're from a wildlife somewhere. Now, I would love my pet, man. If a dog here and had pets, had puppies, or a cat here and had kittens, now you can train them cats and kittens to stay inside of a house and to do whatever you want. But you go out here in the wildlife, that means you done took that dog or that cat away from this house. That dog or that cat used to be in the woods, running out there finding his own food, playing with his the other pet cats and dogs and stuff. Now you done took that cat home or that dog home and put that cat or dog in a cage, and you gone all day long until you come home. That dog or cat happy to see you, but look what you done to that. You done cage it up. It's just like taking me and putting me in a prison cell. Now, that's not something I'm used to being in, an 8x8. I committed a crime or whatever. Just go ahead and chop my head over and get off and get it over with. Why are you going to take and put me in an 8x8? I'm not used to that. That's suffering and pain and punishment. I mean, which you're supposed to be getting punishment, but why should you make somebody suffer in the same token? Or them animals. If you really look at it, I'm a backup chick because, man, sometimes I just go too deep and get too large, you know, of a situation because everything is large to me anyway.
Okay, not a problem. Those are some of the answers to his question. We came up with the topic was why people that's got cars and are not racing. One of the answers was they got sick. Okay, we understand that. They need parts. Somebody came up with they can't keep up with the cars. They get faster every year. The area, Tail brought up the area that you race in. So they only limited to so much racing per year, like the Midwest. But we can always go south to race if you really, really, really want to race. They mentioned can't get parts and service. Well, we know that's chassis prison, engine prison. Some guys have to work, so they job don't allow them to get off on weekends where they can go racing. And the one that I came up with, hold on, we're getting the doggone echo again. I hate that echo stuff. Boom. Okay. The one thing that I came up with is why people that got race cars not racing is the fear of getting their ass blew out. So the number one answer was money. Money stops a whole lot of different things. Anybody got anything they want to add to it? Hit the one button. And something that we hadn't talked about, There it is.
I agree with you, Shaq. I think they're scared.
Scared of getting their ass blew out, Big Mark?
Yeah. Scared of getting their ass blowed out, scared of being moved and having to hear about it from the guys. Man, because it don't take much to race. You ain't got to race for no whole lot of money. If you're trying to get out and you out there having some fun, man, you can come up with a fair bet. Both of y'all at the track, too. I've seen cars at like Sam's race. The cars are equally compatible. It's probably just a matter of who leaves the light first. And they sitting there like they in a goddamn car show or something. They ain't even thinking about trying to put it to the test, trying to go, man. I don't understand the mentality of this generation. They don't have it like back in my day, man.
I think that's one of the things, too, that we didn't bring up, is some guys don't want to go out there and deal with all the BS that it takes to get locked into a goddamn race.
And it don't take a lot. If just say I wanted to race you, and I looked at your car and said, man, you know what? I can't run him head up, man. If I maybe get a car and a brake from him, I try him. So I ask you, man, can I get a car and a brake? You tell me, nah, man, I got to run your head up. All right, well, I can't do that. Now I move on to something else. I'm not going to sit there and argue 45 minutes with you and try to curse you out and signify with you so I can get the spot. If we can't agree on it, then I'm gone.
But and that's because you and I are both that old school setup.
Right.
It ain't this
new
crap. I mean, and it goes right back to what you said a minute ago. Back in our days when we was out racing, you just locked in a race, went and got it done, period. If it didn't happen, you moved on to the next guy. Not just haggling back and forth and fighting and talking about your mama and your sister. And some people just don't think it's worth it.
Man, I don't care if I got a 28 and you got a 29 and a half. If I'm looking at you and I see you maybe make a blast and I'm not impressed, man, get your ass down. We're going to bet a little money and we're going to try it. Oh, no, I can't race you because you got seven pounds more air pressure in your back tire than me. Or you might have a wheelie bar in your car don't even need. Oh, you got a wheelie bar. You know, you're trying to find ways to back out the race. You're not trying to engage. You're trying to disengage.
Yep, there's way too much of that, too.
Yeah, I think you're right, fellas. They don't like to go through all the bull crap and the crap em all to just lock in a race. Social media has really put a damper on people, because every time you go to the race, they are videotaping it. Somebody's got it on video, and it's going to YouTube, and it's going to Facebook, and the whole world is going to see you get smoked. Now, you might have problems with your car and say, oh, it wasn't a clean hit, but yeah. Everybody out there is going to see it, and they don't like it. Embarrassed.
Yeah, but if that happens, I had a bad hit, and everybody out there thinks my shit's slow. Guess what? Next weekend, I got the problem fixed. It makes it a lot easier to make some money.
There you go.
You just got to look at it the right way.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I look at it like this. Last year at drag, I think it was drag race, me and Skin race. Skin had his Fusion Turbo, I had my Z. I blew my tires loose. He put half the track on me. It was on YouTube. Somebody put it on YouTube. Man, I didn't care. I lost. I paid him. End the story. I wouldn't care if they played it 100,000 times. It didn't bother me that one bit. Especially when I engaged and somebody that's got a comment about it didn't. So how can I possibly care about what you think if you didn't do anything? At least I was out there. I lost because I raced.
And you bet it what you could afford, where it wasn't none of that no-go money like Kid came up with.
Right, right. It was a friendly bet. And like I said, after the race, I paid him and shook his hand. Same thing I would have done if I won. I'd have got paid and shook his hand. All that other stuff ain't necessary, man. Not at all.
Yeah. Yes, remember years ago when kids started talking about that no-go money? Oh, man, the no-go money was was next month's rent or car note, and they out there gambling. Well, you looking for some problems. Now you start betting that rent money. Them bailiffs gonna come to your doorstep, come out somewhere. I'm sorry, but you gotta leave the premises.
Yeah, that's when all the texts come in, and oh, you didn't do that, you loser. I ain't gonna pay, man. I ain't got time for none of that. I ain't about to argue with you. I ain't about to fight with you. If there's some problem, then we done. We can't never talk about no race again, and I won't just leave it at that, because I'm not going to lose my freedom or nothing I like to do over $200-$300 or $1,000 or whatever. It just ain't worth it. Not to me, it ain't. Some guys be on the principle, oh, no, I ain't letting them get away with that. All right, now you're going to throw away everything that you've done and worked for because you're trying to prove that you didn't like what this man said or did. Oh, okay. Okay, I see that, but that's not me. That's not me.
Yeah,
that's why these shows are real
good.
That's why these shows are real good. A lot of times you can peep people out and see how people act. There's enough stuff going on from day to day. And so, I mean, I learn a lot. I don't know any one of y'all personally. But if I get around y'all, I know all y'all voices. I got some type of idea how you going to act if I race you. That's why it's good to pay attention in life to everything. Pay attention. So when you see these people like that, hey, stay away. Ain't hard to stay away from. They come to you, look, I don't want no action. I don't want nothing. I'm done. You know?
Hey.
Because you already know which way it might go.
Hey, Big Mark.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned somebody's complaining about because the other guy got wheelie bars on his car. somebody sent me a text. What if they got a sunroof?
right.
You crazy as hell. Kid sent me that. Hey,
or tell me.
I ain't racing you because you got a sunroof.
right. Or tell me the same thing. Mark, I'm not racing your Z because you got T-tops on there, and I don't have them on mine, so no, I can't race.
Man. Not the T-top. God damn.
Oh, man.
Like
you say, them people ain't trying to race. They trying to put on a show and talk in the crowd, but they ain't trying to do nothing. They front. Like Shorty would say, they front.
They front.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, you going to be up here for drugs?
Yeah.
Say,
no,
you going to be at Lapeer?
Huh?
You going to be at the Lapeer?
What's going on at Lapeer?
No, don't Peso have a race coming up at Lapeer?
I don't know. I ain't heard nothing about it.
I thought I heard the guy saying something about it.
There was supposed to be one yesterday, but it got rained out. I think it's...
Oh, it was yesterday? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it got rained out yesterday, and I don't think they've put up a new date for it yet, but I could be mistaken.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, but I'll be at Drag Race, Big Mark.
Yeah.
You know he got a 2-day event, so I gotta figure out what the heck am I gonna do.
Right.
Basically,
you can stretch it out to 3 days, because you know Friday night is Test and Tune, and 41 say the people that come Friday night, and come in with their cars and trailers and stuff like from out of town, they're gonna let them stay overnight. So. You can test and tune on Friday, then drag races Saturday and Sunday. So you can make it a nice 3-day hangout.
Well, I got to figure out, am I going to come 1 day, 2 days?
I got to figure out what am I going to do.
July 17th, Mark.
Is when?
July 17th is when it's rescheduled for.
Okay,
the
that's
the car
Saturday.
Shootout
okay.
Or grudge day or whatever.
I'm going to try to make that event. Yeah, I'm going to try to make that. And there ain't really nothing else happening that I know about. I ain't heard about anything at 131, anything going on there you gentlemen know about?
No.
Nope.
Matter of fact, Rayo's brother, he's got a big time race.
Oh, that's
I don't know
right.
What day
that's
that
right.
Is.
That's right, the $500,000 race, bracket
yeah,
race to the winner.
Yeah. When, do you know the date of that?
No, but I just know it. That is at Martin, Michigan. We
right.
Just had to get Raylo on the phone, or if he owned it, hit the one button and let us know.
Yeah, because that's I went to one of his races, and that man, he throws some hell of a races. It'd be a bunch of cars from all over the country. Brother Kid, your mic is
yeah.
Open.
That's for Raylo's brother's race, I think. It starts, shit, I think about Tuesday of next week.
Oh, this coming
what's
week?
What's going on, kid?
Yeah, because, hey, what up, Mark? Everybody else? Yeah, because
uh-huh.
I think it rolls over into the 4th of July.
Well, it's going to have a lot of rain delays, though.
Yeah, I think it was supposed to rain Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, around that way or whatever.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
That ain't looking good.
No.
Wow.
Yep.
Ain't looking good.
And then, 41 got the Hustlers Brawl. That's on July 9th and 10th.
Who giving that?
Shit, I think the track giving that.
Okay.
It's Brian Rappel and Derek. Shit. What's Derek's last name? Can't think of who it is.
Yep.
But they still got openings for that. It's not full. They're still needing 2010 5 guys. They still need hard tire guys. And they're still needing bikes, I think.
How many are they trying to get?
32. $300 liar buy-in, $10,000 purse for the 2810 5 guys.
Oh,
ain't that
somebody? Somebody put up $300 for the 10,000.
Yeah. There's still spots
yeah,
available.
Matt.
He keeps hitting me. Derek Clem.
Hey, but,
that's who it is. Brian Rappel and Derek Clem.
Hey, getting back to Kyle's race, man, that is a life changer, man. $500,000 to win. That's a life changing moment for some guy.
Yeah. For some, that's life changing for anybody.
I'm telling you, last year, what, he paid $1 million last year.
Or the year before last?
No, last year and the year before last.
Yeah, because I went to one of them. I'm going to tell you, when I went to his track, dude, to the track at 131, his race, it has a whole total different atmosphere. These guys is racing for that big buck. It doesn't have the same atmosphere as a grudge race or a street race.
It's two different atmospheres.
Like, huh?
It's two different atmospheres. See,
yeah,
those bracket people. They gonna race all day, and
yeah.
They trying to win that money. See grudge race, a grudge race, you're gonna be there all day, trying to win
right.
Some money.
Right. And then his bracket race, you're gonna have some of the best guys in the country running for that money. He outdone NHRA with his big races a couple times. It was in the last couple years. Matter of fact, he's outdone a lot of these tracks with his races. And the people trust
him.
Oh, yeah, you got a lot of people shooting for that money now.
Yeah, you got people that registered for that, for this race. They paid them $1,500 or whatever it off in January. Yeah, yeah. Right after the other race. They made sure they had them a spot guaranteed to take a shot this year. If that's not loyalty, I don't know what is. In these day and age, the man pays you a year in advance.
That's something else, man.
Nice pocketbook, that's all I can get.
He's a nice pocketbook.
Yes, hell yeah. I might snatch that one my damn self. Yep. Yeah. That's a nice-ass pocketbook.
Yeah, I just hope he gets some good weather this coming week, but it ain't looking good. Because if the weather comes Tuesday, Wednesday, and it's looking bad for the weekend, I don't know if he's in the position to try to postpone it for another day, another weekend. But you never know how the weather turn out.
Shaking back that y'all, they run out enough jet skis and shit over there?
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
You making jokes about it, but somebody showed a video where they had a jet ski on the freeway going up and down.
Shit.
And having fun.
That's the only way they can get by.
Mm-hmm. They was out there taking advantage of that flood.
Have y'all ever experienced that much flooding over there?
No, bro. This was the biggest we have ever had. We've had the large freeway flooded out that bad years ago, but this hit the whole Detroit. And matter of fact, it was all out in Battle Creek, from what Rich tell me. But this is the biggest.
Yeah, I see. 94 and 75 was fucked up, huh?
When you called me, I was hooking up on a car then, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got some bills that's going to get paid off this month, this week.
Yeah, I was wondering if y'all ever experienced a flood like that before.
No, because Friday night, it came down real bad Friday night, woke me up, and I couldn't even bear to see out the window. And I went back to sleep. When I woke up, man, it was water everywhere. Everywhere.
You know, I've been saying this for the longest kind of time. You know, ever since, I guess, probably about 35 years ago, I was going to put up this row of warehouses. And I was going to put them up and charge rent, or else I was going to run the whole thing and have carpenters here, plumbers here, bricklayers here, machine operators here. The same thing I'm saying about y'all sitting here telling me about this $1 million getting ready to come at 131. So what I'm saying, why can't the guys every year put up a kitty and build one good cause and get along enough so when an event like this happens, we got a car to put in there and trying to win this damn money. You know, $1 million, how far everybody can go with that? Or how much you could do to that car, our little personal cars?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to just let, you know, other people come in town and just compete for something other that's right in your face, when we can do this ourselves, just simple, over $5 or $10 per month a piece is enough of us instead of fighting with stupid stuff. I'm going back in the bushes.
I can adhere to what you're saying, brother. No, and it's a good idea. I would have to hand pick the people that I get involved with. I would say, okay, kid, let's do what Unknown said. Let's put a little money off to the side, Rich. Let's put a little money off the side. I would have to hand pick certain people because I'm afraid that there's going to be one idiot out the group that's gonna be something negative and blow the whole organization. So that's a good idea.
You gotta look at it, Shaq. When you putting up, you can't be afraid of that. Because say like if all of us put up $5 or $10 per month or whatever, and even if it takes the next 5 years to get to that point, that same person that's acting crazy and negative for $5 a month, I mean, it's going to be enough money right in the kitty right there just to say, look, you want that little bit, we can tote up what you put in here, give you that, and that's the end of that. We ain't sitting here arguing with you, fighting with you or something like that. You put $5 in here, think you own the car, want the car, go here, go there. We ain't doing that. We got this call for this event. So if you want to act ugly about that, we're going to go ahead and give you what's yours and see you.
Uh-huh.
Something. Simple. When you got them people in there that think like that, talk like that, and have your little meetings, you got those, you can see who's thinking and who ain't thinking. You can get those. And that's what I express to them every time we have a meeting. If you feel like you're getting in here and it ain't going to work out, get out. Say you want to get out. Don't come here crying and hollering. We told you what we were building for. It's simple. Now, how can you not agree to that? You know what you're building for.
I'm gonna take what you say. Hold on. We got to echo again.
It might be me.
I know. I'm gonna just mute it for a second and then come back and see. I just muted it, so it'll. When I come back, it'll come back clear.
Yeah.
How's that? It's gone now.
Ain't yeah,
it?
Yeah, you good.
Yeah, when I mute the mic, it the echo stops. And then, okay, now, you brought this up once before, so let's see if we can push it a little deeper. We got to have a name. We got to have a name for this. It's got to be called something. It's got to be some kind of organization. Make up a name, unknown. Big Mark, Rich, Brent. Make up a name. We're going to call this something. We got to come up with a name for it and make the next step.
I'm open.
Come on, First Lady. Yeah, you open.
I'm open.
Yeah.
Well, the thing would you might want to just say, this is a call for special events.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll use that. Special event. Let's
yeah.
How about special op? How about special op?
Yeah, that's cool.
We're gonna copy off of the police. We got a special op. Okay, we got a group here called the Special Ops. Now, this group puts in, say $10 a month, $10 a month, just hypothetically.
Or more. It's what you want to put in. Or more. It ain't got to be $10, whatever you can.
Okay, but everybody has to put the same amount in, correct?
Okay. All right, well, that's up to you. Just still can put whatever you want. Because some people, when you got a car like
would
that.
Have to, wait a minute. No, it would have to be the same amount because you're going to have this one person say, I put in more money than he did. He needs to shut the fuck up. So if everybody put the same amount in, everybody got the same amount of space. So everybody got to get shared.
I wouldn't say that because when you start doing that and you put the car together, you're going to know who's going to build a car. Who's going to work on the car and who's going to drive the car? That's going to be already established. So if you want to throw
else in there. I'm talking about the amount of money. If everybody chipped in $10, it would eliminate, if 10 people chipped in $10 and $5, it's going to create a problem. So it should be equal across the wall.
All right.
Okay. Special op, and one of the requirements is everybody chip in the same equal amount.
still shake, I still would say you got to build them and you got to drive them. Even though if everybody put $10 in there, that don't mean everybody going to get behind the steering wheel and going to drive it. So I wouldn't look at it like that.
No,
I wouldn't look at it like
that. I got you on this one. That would go later. The person, we'll pick a driver. We might say, Brent, we want you to drive this summer or this month. We can all vote on who's gonna drive, and we can all vote on who's gonna be the mechanic. We might say, well, we're gonna have Rich work on the car, or Rich and unknown anybody. But those things need to be voted on later on. Okay.
Yeah.
The equal amount has to be put in into a pot. Now we're gonna have to have a secretary. A treasurer, somewhere where we can hold the money, because it's got to go in some kind of account. Because if we build up $200, $300, $400, $500, who's gonna hold it? All right. Okay, Rich. Okay. All right. What's next? We need a treasurer. We talked about how much money. Got to be equal. I keep getting Texas. Okay, I'll do that right now. All right, anything else? We can think of now. The group of people gonna have to vote on what we're gonna put this money toward. If you talking about putting it to a bill in a car, right?
Yeah, you can't have people keep coming to your backyard and just doing what they want to do. You know, whoever want to participate in that, then you gonna have a car just like you got your little groups right now. When somebody come around here and saying, I'm gonna jump on this one or that one. You say, oh, we got three or four cars. Now you're going to have that one car for everybody. If somebody come, you know, here and they want some action, you always got something to face everybody. I don't see no reason not.
Mm-hmm. Now, so who drives it, that's got to be voted on too, correct?
I mean, I would think so. I mean, to me, you would look at a person that got some type of experience, got some mechanical experience and some being behind the wheel experience. That's simple. They understand what they're listening for when they start that car up and go up to that line, whether it should go down the track or it shouldn't. You know, so it's got something to do with that. That works with the driver. So, you know, everybody knows somebody, but, you know, that's what we should be looking for.
Okay. All right. You got me turning the page. Unknown, you got me turning the page.
And then one biggest thing, when money start accumulating and you don't got a car, that somebody don't go out and holler, oh, I need a Mercedes Benz or I need a dually or whatever. Be a man and come to the brothers there and say, look here, man, a little bit of trouble right here. You know, or talk to somebody who you figure you can trust, you know, and see where we can go then and make things work out for that person too.
Because sometimes when people see money started building up, their egos get high. Or if you go to the track and say you win $20,000 a day, and then, you know, everybody going to talk about, oh, I'm looking for my part, I'm looking for my part, we won $20,000. But look here, if you blow anything on that car, that $20,000 is gone. If you need another carburetor, that $20,000 is gone. So you got to look at, you got to put money there to make money. And you got to understand that. You can't, just because you make something right now, you won't go and grab it.
Uh-huh.
That's the biggest thing. What
hey,
we said
hey,
from the beginning, we built the car.
Hey, Brent. Tell your, I mean, Corey, your mic is open. You own a business, right?
Yeah.
How many employees do you have, if you don't mind me asking?
I've got 4 guys that work for me.
How long they been working for you?
Oh, some of them a few years, and some of them a few months.
Okay. Do you have any serious issues with any of them?
No. Anybody I have a serious issue with, they don't work for me no more. I'm not sure what you mean by serious issue, but no, nobody that I've got working for me I've had any serious issues with.
You know what I mean when I say serious issues. If you got some problems with them and you answered it for
right.
me, they got to go. They got to go. That's part of being a business owner, you know, like myself. When you got somebody that's going to hurt the business, they got to go. It gotta go.
Yeah. Well, we go in people's houses, and you know, I mean, sometimes we go. Well, you know, I mean, we go. We have to be in people's houses sometimes all day long, and they might not even be there, you know. And we'll be there working and doing things, you know. And so I got, you know, I have. If I ever had a bad feeling with anybody that's ever worked for me, then I got to get rid of them because I have to have 100% trust in my guys because, you know, like I say, that's what it's reputation of business, you know, your reputation's on the line, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly. I totally understand because all it takes is one person to mess up, and then that customer is going to put out a bad rapport against your business, and you don't want that.
Yeah.
You feed your family based on the amount of clients you get, and you want to continue to get those clients. The minute they go to saying something negative, then your money is going to dwindle out the way. So it makes the reason why I brought this up is because when you in business, you understand these things that you do to keep the business going. You wanna keep everything okie dokie so it can continue to flow. What Unknown is coming up with, and I like what he's saying, it's just something that if I didn't say anything, Unknown would probably be on here talking to himself. I have to initiate it and start it and push it. I'm writing things down. I'm talking to you about it. But that may be something that we might have to get going and get started up. It may not have to, it ain't necessarily got to be buying a car or putting together a race car. He don't know. I'll be listening to him. I sit back and listen just like he do. He mentioned a month or so ago or 2 months ago about putting a pot together, and it's for rainy days, you know, when somebody have an accident or he mentioned if we wanted to put a pot together and we buy a building, we can use that building to have car shows or a place where we can go and sit down, and it can be like a clubhouse, but it's for the racers motorcycle have clubhouses all the time. I'm sure y'all have seen those. They all over the city of Detroit, where they'll take an old abandoned building and fix it up, and they bring their motorcycles and park outside. Well, we can do the same thing. We just ain't got to have motorcycles. We can have race cars. But he did, unknown, I mentioned that a while back, and it kind of sparked my interest. But I guess it was something that was telling me, ain't nobody else into it, leave it alone. No, I'm going to push it and see how far we can go with it, because that starts unity. If I put $10 in a pot, unknown put $10 in the pot, is that going to entice you to put $10 in the pot, Brent?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, and then Rich, and then Corey, and then Tao, and then all these other guys. Then now we starting something. So now we got this $10 in the pot. We do it again next month, and then next month. And before you know it, we got enough money to do something. We can all meet up at a racetrack and use the money to pay our way in, or gas money, getting to the track, anything. It's a good idea, I know, very good idea. I just see the dark side of it, because a lot of people don't like to initiate it. So I'm going to try to boost it and see if we can get something going. Because you mentioned about buying a lot of building, and we can have our own car show. Because you know what? We had a car show last week. It was a big one. And I notice it get bigger every year. But they rent the flea market parking lot. The owner of the flea market don't mind, because people come in through his flea market and patronize the people that's got booths. Well, but you still got to rent the parking lot. If we had our own lot, we don't have to rent anything. We can charge people to rent our lot. So what Unknown is saying is starting a business amongst racers. And I think it's a damn good idea. It's just somebody's going to have to do the initial work to get it up off the ground and get it going. Because when you started your business, Brent, your business is what? You do concrete work, construction?
Yeah, all kinds of construction, yeah. Homes and a little bit of everything.
Okay, so when you started it, you had to organize it in your head, find out what tools and equipment you need. You need to know how to do the job, and then go get the contracts. Once you did that, you do good work, one thing led to another. It started to fly. Am I correct?
Yeah. It started out about 96, 97.
Oh, well, maybe I'm not correct. Or did First Lady put you in a headlock and told you to get your butt outside and go get a job? I know she listened. But
she'd try to keep me in line, you know that.
Mm-hmm. She put you in a headlock. You're gonna be walking around talking about, I can't breathe.
He said,
Yeah. Okay.
She's listening, though. She's listening.
I know she was sitting in the background like a hawk. it's 11 o'clock. So what else you got to go with this, Unknown? Because you know I'm taking notes.
Yeah, you got to keep in mind that all these guys that be on these shows, they do not only race.
They got some type of other talent. It's like he just showed you got a concrete, you know, situation. Just like somebody else might got carpenter experience. Somebody else might got, you know, putting in floors or whatever. Somebody else might got dealing with roofs. Somebody else got might got excavation dealing with the parking lot. And you really look at it, if you found something ran down, like some warehouses or something that don't nobody go no more. They already got everything there, all the structure in the parking lot. It just needs some work. You got to realize, like I said, all these guys on here don't only race. They got businesses. And they can just set up a date one day a month or whatever, come there and put some of their experience there. And it also going to be theirs too. And like I said, everybody can get their money back when you start renting the parking lot out to have them car shows and all that. So I really like what you're saying. But like I said, it don't really cost much. Now there's a lot of stuff closed down. You look at how many buildings that's closed down right now that you could take, you know, that spot got a big old parking lot. You could take that spot and open it up. You just got to find the right area where everybody can reach it. If they don't come tomorrow once a month, have something there once a month or once every other month. People can come from around the world. And you start off small, and then you get yourself some hotels or, you know, get in with somebody that got something close to it where you can get discounts. Where they can come there, you know, and park the car at the shop, have it big enough, open enough where they can put the cars inside there. And, you know, somebody watch them, have a night watchman. So, like I said, there's a lot of things you can do. So I'm not going to talk the show to death, so, you know, y'all go ahead. But, I mean, I just see a real big picture of everything and still going around here letting everybody just take over everything and do what they want to do. I mean, we can have some things our way still. And have a lot of unity because the people that we deal with, they're going to scratch and look out for our backs and look out for their backs. They're going to be a part of it. So it ain't going to be nothing being destroyed or nothing like that. Nobody going to take over nothing. We ain't going to play that. It ain't going to happen. And if we start out like that from the beginning, they already know when you come here, look, we're going to do the right thing and have a good time.
Yeah, these days, you can't be scared. You got to start somewhere. What's the worst you can do? Go back to where you was at. That's the worst you can do. And if you don't try, you don't know if you can make it or not. If you go in the woods, break your leg, if you don't take your shirt off and grab two sticks and tie around the two sticks and hop out of the woods, you're left for dead. So what you going to do?
All right. All right. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's 11 o'clock here in the Motor City. We've been on 3 hours. Anything anybody else got something to want to talk about? More than welcome. Hey, Brent.
What's up, bud?
Keep me posted on that on your car results. Because if you go to Ohio, I might meet you guys out there or something.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds good.
I ain't been to Norwalk. The last time I went to Norwalk, it was a Halloween classic. That was in October. And, boy, it was colder than a well digger's ass in Montana. I ain't been back since, man. It was cold. They was out there trying to race, and I was like, man, I went to my car and turned the heat on, and I sat there and went to sleep. It was too cold to be standing out there watching some cars. In October?
Huh.
No.
Yeah.
That was a cool prep race, or what kind of, just a little bit of everything?
What'd you say? Unknown?
Was that a low prep race or a little bit of everything?
No, this was no, they didn't have nothing to do with no prep. They was a class race. They was it was a shootout. It might have been a couple of grudge races, but it was mostly a shootout.
Yeah, I was wondering, you say it was so cold.
Yeah, it was in October. Halloween is around what? The last part of the month?
October 30th, yeah.
Yeah, so they have what they call a Halloween classic. But years ago, it used to be the weather was better. But every now and then, it gets real cold around that time. And I quit going, and I started going to Holly Springs, where it's T-shirt weather in that same month.
Mm-hmm.
But, Sheik, I'm telling you something, and everybody on this phone, if you got some energy and you got a plan, the best you can do is go back to where you start. I will go out there and start whatever I feel I want to start and see where it's going to end up at. Because the real deal after that, you don't have to work hard no more. Once you've started somewhere and got your foot planted somewhere and you got a good foundation, man,
mm-hmm.
it's a done deal. And just like I said, everybody here got some type of talent. It ain't only a race car. But then you got them, too, if you want to open up a couple of bays for guys, pull the cars in there and do little things, you know? So, you know, I mean, you got multiple talents here, multiple ideas. You just got to pick the right one and put it in the right place. Everybody got to get it in the right place. Like I said, you got this show here. You wide open for everybody. Everybody here listening. And what I do, I always look at a big picture of things. Why work hard when you don't have to? Especially when we got all of us doing the same thing here. I mean, you got carpenters, plumbers, mechanics. You know, you got everything here. Concrete finishes, you got everything here. Everything. So why work hard?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to do the same thing here in this neighborhood here. But what happened, I got over the hill a little bit and I went through a divorce. That's what killed me. I went through a divorce. And the woman that I had at the time told me she was going to take everything I got. I would have, you know, opened my excavation business up and had that so large here because I knew so many people and I did a good job. And I always was honest what I was doing. I had a lot of people under my arm. But when I was told that you're going to take everything I got, I dropped everything. You know, I dropped everything. And I just didn't do anything anymore. I left it alone, and the first thing came to my mind, I can take care of myself, and which I'm doing real well. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's what happens to a lot of us, man. You know what I mean? I mean, we don't get along. And that's what I've been trying to do is put a team together. The people that I talk to on here, I understand a lot of people. I get a lot of knowledge off of these phones. I get a lot of knowledge. You know, people I pass every day or I talk to. And, man, I'm telling you, it is still wonderful. But you got to start things off right. Don't sit there and let stuff keep on happening where you can go ahead and cut it off right now. If you got a bad apple, look, you either going to straighten up or you out the door. I mean, that's how I look at life. So I'm not going to talk everybody to death. I'm going to let them go ahead.
Okay. If anybody got any input, you're welcome to put it in. If not, we can go ahead and kill this show. Good report, Brother Unknown. Good report.
Yes, sir.
So what's the race coming up this weekend at Martin? What was that? I kind of missed out a little bit on that, Shake. What's going on over there?
I didn't hear nobody say something was coming up at Martin. Oh, that was a kid. That was what do we call his team? It's something ADF or FDA.
FDA or something like that, I think you said.
Yeah, FDA. It's a guy. Hold on one second. I got to get rid of this noise. I got a friend of mine in Chicago named Raylo. He's got a race car. But his little brother put on a big race at 131, and it's I think they said it's about $500,000 to win. It's a shootout, and guys come from all over. Matter of fact, it's some guys come from Maryland, all over the country, to get that money. I think it's like $1,500 buy-in or whatever. And they meet up at 131. But the weather reports this week don't look good. Somebody said something. Huh. I think Rich said it's gonna rain Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So, but you never know. It might blow over where it don't affect them. But
right, probably be some good racing. Yeah, hopefully the rain will let off here. They might cancel it if it's looking like.
Yeah, this particular, his name is damn, it just slipped my name, my thought. What's his name, kid?
Kyle.
Raylo. Kyle. Raylo. Kyle's name, Kyle. Kyle.
Yeah.
He puts on a good race, man, and the pot be so high, it just tempts you to want to get in. He had a $1 million race once or twice, didn't he, Big Mark?
Yeah, and just besides the $500,000 race, it's going to be like a couple shootouts. I think one pays like $50,000, the other one's going to pay something like $25,000. Then they might have some like $5,000 shootout events for the early days, like you say, they're going to be there on Tuesday through the weekend. They might have some events scheduled early. I got to look at his schedule. But, yeah, it'd be plenty to do. And like I say, you come there, you're going to meet some of the fastest and well-known people in the bracket racing world. You'll see them right there.
Sounds like a good one.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, it's a big race. He takes his race all over the country, on the East Coast. I've heard him take his race to South Carolina. He was in another state too. I don't remember exactly when. I think it was Georgia, but he do a lot of these races. I think he do maybe like three a year. Ain't a big mark, somewhere around there, two or three a year. And he got the big clientele, that's for sure. And miles around just to go to that shootout and that bracket race and see if they can win. Never know.
A lot of money.
Yeah, especially if you break it down the way you got a $5,000 this day, a $10,000 that day, a $50,000 another day, and so forth and so forth.
Appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay. It is 11:19. Well, y'all keep talking. It'll be 12 o'clock in a minute. Yeah, kid, I see you at Big Tracks, right? Yeah, Big Mark, I'll be at Big Tracks, right?
Sounds good, Chick.
Big Mark, you want to give some words of wisdom to about these people and their health? Oh! Before you put yours out, damn it! I was supposed to do this earlier. I got another friend of mine. He's been racing for years too. A little old half pint guy. He don't weigh but 105, maybe 108. Ever since I've been knowing him, he always drinks Pepsi Cola. thinking about it. I said, man, I ain't never seen this guy. He ain't never ate a full meal in front of me. What he do behind closed doors, I don't know, but I've never seen him eat a full meal. He's always got a Pepsi and a bag of chips. Now, mind you, he's a friend of mine. We talk racing. But he had to be rushed to the hospital Tuesday. EMS had to take him to Detroit Receiving Hospital because he passed out. Blood pressure was too high. That was on a Tuesday. They sent him home the next day. He had to go back to the hospital because whatever they gave him brought the blood pressure down, then it was down too low. That's why he had to go back the next day. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, he didn't come to work. But you got to take care of your health, people. You got to take care of your health. You only get one life. It ain't like a set of tires on a race car where you can buy another set and another set. Take care of your health. And like I say, the boy only drinks Pepsis, and you'll see him all day long drinking Pepsis, and I say some water. Well, this is water. It's got water in it. Well, he's making it as a joke, but I was serious. And he ain't take care of himself. So I'm going to see if he come to work Monday. But if that's not an eye awakening, what is? He better take care of his health. We already buried another racer a couple weeks ago from a blood clot in his ankle, in his leg. Plus, he had took the COVID shot months ago, and then he established a blood clot in his leg, and he died. Another one of our racers. Here his wife got his race car sitting in the garage, and she don't know what to do with it. So, with that being said, take care of your health. And I know you got something you want to add to that, don't you, bro, Big Mark?
Oh, definitely, man. Like, I can't stress upon these guys, man. If you have not had your colonoscopy, get it done, man. Do not waste any time. If you are over... Hey, I would. They say if you're over 45 now, but I would say if you're over 35, get it done. Because as I said before, I had a cousin who went to get a normal physical at 36 years old, and he asked for the colon test. The doctor told him, man, you don't need that. Man, you had to worry about that for a few years. He said, man, look, y'all charged me all this money for this full exam. Go on and do it anyway. And they did it, and they found out he did have cancer, and they caught it early, and he's 100% in remission. I was lucky, almost messed up. When they diagnosed me with colon cancer, I guess I was at stage one, and I said, well, let me wait a couple months, try to, get my stuff in order, and maybe even try to lose a little weight for surgery. And then the COVID hit, so it was probably about 6 months later before I was able to go back and see about the surgery. And when I went back, I was at stage four, and they had to operate immediately. I was lucky because after 12 hours on the table, they said they were able to get it all. And the kind of cancer I had, I didn't even need chemo, but they tell me to get it all. But I've got to go back, and they're going to check in about another month or two to make sure they haven't missed anything. But, hey, I cannot stress upon the fact that the doctors tell you colon cancer is a silent killer, and it does a higher level of fatalities on the black race, man. You have to get yourself checked out. And by the time you figure something's wrong, the doctor tell you it's too late. So while you're feeling good, you ain't got no problems, everything's good, go on to make sure you got a total bill of health, man. Clean bill of health and go on and get that done, man. You and your family appreciate that. That's all I got to say for that, Shake.
All right. Let's see what Jane Brown got to say.
Yeah.
All right, all right. With that note being said, we thank you, Big Mark, for the health talk. We need to get ourselves checked out. People, you can't go racing. It'd be useless to have a race car if your health ain't good. So please get yourself checked out. And always, like Shake and Bake always say, put God first in everything you do. And I guarantee you, it works in mysterious ways. He can take away that doggone cancer that's in your body. So get it checked out early, people, and let's go out and have some fun. Okay, with that being said, we want to thank everybody for calling in on the Shake and Bake Grudge Talk Show here another Sunday. It's been nice. It's been a good experience and learning experience tonight. So with that being said, I want y'all to say it loud. Take a break, Grudge Talk Show. We'll see y'all next week, next time, another Sunday, 8 o'clock. And we out of here.